Good evening, wonderful people, great beer friends. Wherever you happen to find yourself on this planet Earth, we continue to welcome you to Radio Biafra Live Transmission, coming to you on this very day, the 13th day of July in the year of our Lord 2014. We are in Dusseldorf in Germany before an audience of Biafrans. We held our town hall meeting earlier. Most of them coming from very far places have left, including some of our coordinators and principal officers here. We thank each and every one of them for having come here. And as they return back to where they came from, we wish them journey mercies. We ask for Chukwa Biama's protection and guidance because they came here to serve their country. We welcome you regardless of the continent you're in, no matter the country you're in, the city, the town, even the village. We don't care. As long as you have internet connectivity, as long as you have satellite, you should be listening to Radio Biafra. Here we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially my beloved Malaysians. I love them very much. I am not unfaithful. I love Malaysia a lot. Biafrans in Malaysia, that is. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of Chukwa Biama, and not man, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, all of you here assembled, the multitude of people here, we welcome you. One after the other, individually, both those I can remember their names and those I cannot remember their names. You are all here assembled for one single purpose. That purpose is to seek the unadulterated, unequivocal restoration of the complete and absolute sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. That's why we are here today. As long as we remain incorruptible, as long as we do not tell lies, as long as we do not deceive or cheat you, as long as we maintain our word, and in so doing, we don't intend to retreat nor surrender. We don't understand what that means. We have come here to preach this very gospel the same way we preach it across the face of the earth. We do not care. We meet our enemies head on. They told me there are some people in Germany. I have come to see them. I went to the Netherlands, I couldn't find them. I was in Belgium, I couldn't find them. Any question you have, you want to ask, you can ask it. We will answer you. Here, we don't run away from anything. On a day, every blessed day, things I knew are happening. We must maintain the pressure. We must and should maintain the momentum. I told you that after the 30th of May, that things you never thought possible will begin to happen. Those things have started happening. Those things are happening right now as we speak. The work that the indigenous people of Biafra are doing all over the world is beginning to reverberate. Hausa Fulani people are beginning to panic. They are now saying that the zoo can be divided, that we can take our oil and they would keep their land. They are now getting the message. Thanks to you, all of you, and what you're doing. You must not give up. You must not relent, because we are relentlessness. We continue until we win. Maybe some of you stop. When you do some things in life, you go halfway, you encounter a problem, you leave it. You try somewhere else. For us, we continue to chart the course of the straight and narrow. Anything in our path will be completely destroyed, because what we are seeking for is nothing else than our freedom, denied and taken away from us by one singular human being. The name of this monstrosity is Frederick Lugard, a concoction prepared in Britain. People that Satan, Lucifer, used to come to destroy the children of the Most High God, Chukwa Biama. We cannot let them. It is therefore incumbent upon this very generation to ensure that the slavery, that the domination, that the veil veil of darkness and iniquity which has enveloped our lands and blotted our lives are brought to an end. We can't allow it to continue. If we allow it to continue by living in disorder, by living in Munich, by living in Hamburg, by living in Berlin, if we allow this nonsense to continue by living in places like Stuttgart, we would have been doing a disservice to the memory of those that died. 3.5 million, they died for a reason. We are here to complete the work that they started. That's why we are here. We will not relent. We will not fail you. Please do not fail us. Once I'm done with my trip, I shall return to Enugu from whence I came. We will go there to continue to pilot the affairs of the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide. We shall return to that very blessed, that sceptered land to do what is right before God and before man. We are not looking for trouble. We are not asking for any piece of land or territory that doesn't belong to us. We are asking for our land to be returned to us. We are asking for our freedom to be given back to us. We are asking for the division to be put an end. All of them that went and told the so-called minorities in the Niger Delta area that somehow we are their problem. Somehow an Igbo man is the problem of somebody from Cross River. Who are the people today who are complicit in the lifting of oil that ensure that you have in the account of the late Emir of Kano over 3 trillion naira? What are they doing with it? And we are here washing plates. We are here as slaves pleading for our papers to be renewed, looking for a woman to marry that we can stay in a country that isn't ours. They are very kind to you, to be honest. Very, very kind. We must go back to build our own country. We must go back to our country to rebuild it. That place is called Biafra. It is therefore your duty to do so. If you are joining us for the very first time, we welcome you. If you are an adult listener of Radio Biafra, you will tell everybody that you know to please go to satellite. Radio Biafra is on satellite across 5 continents of the world. Just retune your satellite. You will see Radio Biafra there. Radio Biafra from here, this hall in Dusseldorf, with these tiny equipments you're looking at, our signal is going into outer space and hitting every home with a satellite. What we can do, others cannot do it. We are not saying that we are able to do all of these things because we possess any extraordinary powers. No, we don't. The only thing that we have in our favor is that Chukwu Abiama and not man determined that we should come. What I do not do for the living. I do in memory and honor of the dead. Those that died and were slaughtered. Not that they committed any crime. The only crime is that they are Biafrans. That's all. That God bless them. That the children of God. That's why they are killed. We are here to remember them. We are here to ensure that the mistakes of the past is in no way repeated. We are here to ensure that 67 to 70 cannot be 2013, 2015, because everywhere in the world, as we came out on the 30th of May, we demonstrated our indomitability. On that very day, we indeed showed the world how formidable we are. Now that taking us very seriously. As I go through the news headlines and accompanying news summary, we shall open our lines. Those of you here will be privileged to observe live and direct how people feel all over the world when they listen to Radio Biafra. Because here we speak the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. We don't lie because there's no need for us to lie. Your presence here is testimony to the fact that truth pays more than lies. I don't know how to lie. If you ask me something, I give you an honest answer. If you get offended in the process, then I do apologize. But when it comes to Biafra, I don't apologize. Because God cannot create his children. God cannot give us that very land. We never went to war. Nobody conquered us. And now, Hausa, Fulani, Katu, Reras, our Lord and masters over us, is an abomination. I am a child of God, direct from God himself and not of man. There is no way a Katu, Rera will preside and determine my fate, my future, my life. Determine where I give birth to my children. Determine where I live. Decide if I have electricity or not. Decide if I drink potable water or not. That is not acceptable. Mediocrity will not be allowed in Biafra land. Therefore, we are preparing you for what is to come. If you don't have anything to contribute to this very struggle, you must go and borrow. Two things you must do. Volunteer yourself to serve with us in the army, or you contribute your money. One of them must happen, because Biafra is not going to come by talking alone. Biafra is not going to come by peaceful means. I was born in Biafra land. That is where I will die. Not outside, God forbid. That is my country. That is my home. That is my life. That is my future. You must understand what we are doing. We are not joking. Most of you think we say is another thing. You're in for one almighty shock and surprise. We are about to write history that will no longer be rewritten. We are about to do something that will remind each and everybody on the face of the earth that indeed Chukwuma Abiyama is a Biafran. Because the only language to understand in heaven is Mama. A combination of praise and glory rolled into one. Most of you don't know the meaning of it. And we are from Biafra, a land of peace and equality, a land of natural justice and fairness. That was taken away from us when we were amalgamated with people that heaven knows where they came from, because I don't know. And today we are slaves. We are slaves in Germany, doing all manner of jobs that we shouldn't be doing in the first place. When our grandmothers and our mothers are being raped, as we preach this gospel, people are dying. It's unacceptable. You must do something. You have to do something. If you don't do anything, then you're not worthy to be called a Biafran. Now is the time for you. You started writing before man could learn how to speak. You are the beginning of the whole world, the prime meridian. Zero counting up, zero counting down, zero counting to the left, and zero counting to the right. Most of you don't know the meaning of it. It's in the Bight of Biafra, where time itself began, is where you come from. Your land is holy. You have to be worthy to occupy it, or else it will be taken from you and given to your enemies. We welcome you once again, and this is Radio. We are here assembled. There are many people here. I don't know how we are going to get through it. If we ask you to begin to introduce yourselves one after the other, we'll be here till tomorrow morning. My goodness. But I'm impressed. We will start with our overall national here. To acknowledge our people all over the world, to accept graciously their presence and their listenership, and to also to greet them. Acknowledge them. Without Biafrans all over the world, we are nothing. But we are also grateful to God for raising his children in this time to do what is right, to do what is proper. Please, when the microphone gets to you, if it can, if it doesn't, you can just walk to this place and say something and go back. Just your name and your village. There will be time for you to say whatever thing you need to say. Right now, just your name and where you come from. Because we are Radio Biafra, we don't hide who we are. But before you say anything, this is the telephone number with which you can contact Radio Biafra today and tomorrow. Because we have now left Belgium to come to Germany. Is the number correct? It's plus 49, I know. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. I know the German code is plus 49. It's plus 49-152-128-72665. I repeat, plus 49-152-128-72665. I believe that Carol Monday had this published on Facebook and beyond. And if Chukwudi Ofoma is listening from South Africa, or our dear brother Kelechi Ofoleta listening, please, you must amend the details we have on Radio Biafra websites, please, to read +491521287265. We are also on Skype. We are on Tango. We are on Viber. For Skype is simply Radio Biafra. If you are an officer of state of Biafra land, you come to us via Rapid Response 68. We shall take your call. We will take your opinion and your advice, and we shall act upon them. We learn from you, and you learn from us. We are here to educate you, to inform, to impart knowledge. We are here also to ensure that together, hand in hand, that we work to restore Biafra. Biafra does not belong to one person. Not to the editorial board of Radio Biafra either. Not even to us here assembled. It belongs to all the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, whom we give praise to every blessed day. Every prayer we offer, every honor, glory, adoration, every blessing, every uplifting of name, we give to Chukwu Abiama and no other, because he commanded us in Exodus 20 for you not to have any other God but him. And because he's God, he does not change the same way he was from time immemorial. He is today and must remain the same way forever and ever. Therefore, when he said in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, if you turn back to me, I will return your inheritance, we hold on to it. We have confessed all our sins. If there is anything to confess, we'll do it right now here to the hearing of the whole world. Because he's a merciful God. He has forgiven us. And Biafra will come. And we offer this land, Biafra, in praise to him forever and ever. Because we worshipped him in truth and in honesty. We don't lie, we don't steal, we don't cheat. Why won't God bless this endeavor? It's impossible. Only him can see during the day and in the dark. He knows the hearts of men. And because he does so, Biafra must come. We welcome you, each and every one of you, here and all around the world. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you come from. Pick up the microphone, please. Go ahead. Can you switch it on? Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, Biafrans worldwide, Biafrans in Europe and all continents. I welcome you and I say good morning. And for those of you in Asia, good evening. For those of you in our continent here. For those of you in America, good afternoon. And elsewhere, good day. I want to thank our director. I want to thank God, first of all, for his joining mercy, for his support for what is going on. I want to thank all the Biafrans that came here today, from all parts of Germany. Some of them have gone home though, and so many are still available here. I'm so glad and so flabbergasted about what has taken place today. I'm so glad about the dimension we're going through. And I must say, as a true Biafran, that we are angry. We are angry because our land is being taken by the enemies. We are angry because we are being killed every day. Our women are being raped. We are angry because the Hausa man says he's born to rule. We are angry because they are richer and we keep running around the whole world as slaves. We don't want to continue this trend. It's an abomination. We have come to say no to all these atrocities happening to us. We want to use this opportunity to waken all the Biafrans elsewhere they are, for those who are still sleeping, to wake up from their slumber, to wake up from their sleep and open their eyes and know that they are in trouble. Our situation is very much more devastating. We want to rescue it. Nobody's going to do this for you and myself. We have to do this thing together. All Biafrans, put hands together. Let's try to rescue ourselves. It's time to say no more to slavery, but it's time to say we are landlord. But I would categorically tell to Nigerian government, because they are holding us, that we are not relenting, that we are here to get Biafra, and Biafra is there to stay. Biafra was there before the white men came to create Nigeria. Nigeria is expired and has no room in that very geographical vicinity. We are here to call back Biafra. Biafra has been there. We are restoring it. And the message to Nigerian government is this. We are here in diaspora. We mean business. We mean what we're saying. Any attempt against what we're doing down there in Biafra, all your embassies will burn down. We will chase you wherever you go to. If you fly your private jet and come to diaspora, we go after you. By the way, my name is Chukwueme Kanzurumike from Owerri. We are hiding nothing. Our motives are very clear. If you say Biafra doesn't come, like the director has always said, that zoo will become worse than, Somalia. Somalia is even going to be a paradise. That's what I wanted to quote. Let me cut words short. Welcome for coming. All Biafrans, wake up your heart. Lift up your own spirit. We are here to get Biafra. Do not slumber. I will hand over the microphone to the next to me. And before it goes further, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It's only befitting that the coordinator of this very place where we are in, the coordinator of Dusseldorf, of course, addresses us. As I said, your name and where you come from will do for now. So we can go and present the news headlines and news summary, and then after that we can go into the final nitty-gritty as to where we are here. Any questions you have, you can ask. Anything you have to say, you must say it to the hearing of the whole world. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Biafrans all over the world. My name is Emmanuel Enekwemchi. I'm the zonal coordinator of Dusseldorf, the host of today's broadcast. I thank you all for coming. God bless you.
Thank you very much. Before we go any further, I presume, I believe, I am convinced that the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, is the presence of the wonderful people of Biafra all over the world. Please, barrister, can you hear me? No, barrister is gone. Please go ahead.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. My name is Chika Eke. I'm from Owerri in Obibi Ezena. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much, please.
Good evening, my fellow Biafrans around the world. My name is
Patrick. I can't hear you because you need to speak close to the microphone. Yeah.
Good evening, my fellow Biafrans around the world. My name is Patrick Ejulog. I happen to be the coordinator of Mannheim and Heidelberg. Thank you and welcome to this evening. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Please, can somebody control this microphone so it doesn't knock things down? Please, go ahead. And when you're speaking, can you stand up, please? If you're speaking, you stand up. Go ahead.
Hello, Biafrans. Good evening, Director.
Yes, my dear brother.
My name is Nicholas Akaboze. I am the Financial Secretary of Dusseldorf, Indigenous People of Biafra. So I say welcome again, our Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Afambu Donatus Mere. Afambu Donatus Mere from Owerri. I'm a retired physician. Thank you.
Thank you very much. By retired physician, he means he was a medical doctor. Here. Go ahead, please.
Hello, good evening, fellow Biafran. My name is Obegeri Akabeze. You are welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
I'm from Biafra.
Round of applause, please, for the young man. He's from Biafra.
You find somewhere is him.
Oh, wonderful. 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 He's from Biafra. He knows that.
Good evening, Biafra. My name is Joshua Choku. I'm from Anambra State over the Nova government.
Thank you very much. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Good evening, Biafrans. Director Anna McKinney. Afambo Ifo Choku Jodu Ezegwe, Onye Nnokwa, Nidemli South, Local Government of Anambra State. Dalu.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, dear friends all over the world. My name is Collins Nwabueze Chinedu. I come from Isialamba, Deacon of E, in an autonomous community in Isialamba, local government area of Biafra land. I am the coordinator of Hamburg Zone of the Indigenous People of Biafra in Germany. Stay tuned and enjoy the program.
Thank you very much. Thank you very
much. My name is Cosmos Chibikenam. I came from capital of Biafra, Enugu State, in Udi, in Abo, Ojibwegene. Welcome.
Thank you very much. The capital. Please, you may have to come forward, you know. Holy Communion. You come and line up and receive Biafra blessing. Go ahead.
My name is Ben Udochukwu. I come from Ukwa, Asa, in Abia State. Thank you, Abia.
Do you know, thank you very much. He is from a place where the oil is flowing from. Do you know that? There is oil in his village, but he's in Germany. I hope he's not washing plates. Yeah, we all watch players, not to be ashamed of. At least he's on his own, he's not a criminal. You can wash, I wash plate as well. Everybody, who didn't wash plate? Uh-huh, no. You start from washing plate, from there you start drying it. From drying it, you start bringing it in. From bringing it, you start serving the master. From there, you start dressing the bed. Hi. You're mad now. Please go ahead.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. My name is Louis Chukuma Obasi. I'm from Umuebo Umuri in Ikedru local government. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. Onyiro baraburu buru nechendi anchembo nine. Ndi Biafra, onara honora. That was the Biafran slogan during the Civil War.
That is correct.
Our God coordinator, our director, Ekenenge, Chukwe Dugi, Dugi, Ronan Jedebe, Aham Anthony, Chasuku Biako, Amonyoji in Owerri, local government.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Don't put it there. Let them come to that place. It's better if they come out to stop inconveniencing the people sitting at the front, please.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. My name is God Power Ikechukwu Oka. I'm from Awo Mama in Oru East, Biafran land.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. I think they should be going through here. Can you move that table backwards or something so that people can be going round and that way?
Hello, my Biafra people. Thank you to being here. Abmo Nacheta Okafo from Woody.
If you can speak English, that would be better for us.
Okay.
Please, go ahead.
I'm Mr. Linus Okafo from Woody. Thank you, my fellow brother.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Good evening, Biafrans and our well-wishers. My name is Hilary Enyi from Osumogo in Ihara local government area, Anambra State in Biafra land. Welcome our most lovely director. We are happy that you are here with us. It's a pleasure. And we are wishing you a good stay in Germany. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you all, Biafrans. Our most director, you are welcome.
Thank you very much.
My name is Nnamdi Jeff Akamnu. I am from Ebenato, in Isu local government area, Imo State, Biafra land. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. My name is Ikechukwu Nabike from Nehu South. Nehu South is in Biafra land. I welcome you all. Happy listening.
Thank you.
I will start by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night to all Biafrans in the whole world. My name is Mrs. Nkechi Okoye Nnole. I come from Adazinnukwu in Anocha local government in Biafran land. Director, I want to say thank you for the wonderful work you are doing for us. We love you and we are going to support you.
He said, thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Hello, Biafrans. My name is Tony ABM Johnson. I'm from Nkanu, and Nkanu is, I'm from Oboka. Oboka is in Nkanu. Nkanu is in Enugu State, Biafra land. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, Biafrans, all the whole world. My name is Uche Ahamefle. I'm from Umuokorachukwu in Umuzike. Umuzike is in Olo. Olo is in Biafra land. Thank you, Director, for rekindling our Biafran consciousness.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hello, Biafrans. Good evening. My name is Obi Lawrence Chukwumeze. I am from Obolenhejiofor in Oru Province, Biafra land. Director, God bless you for your coming.
Thank you.
I remain blessed.
Thank you very, very much, my Deborah. Thank you.
Good evening, Biafrans. All over the world. Onyunu na anu niya bo Marcel Ibekwo nye jiman na Stuttgart wo yibo na seka chineke gozi unyo abona and may God strengthen Biafrans so that we achieve our goal and our aim. Natandia buki ya ini nehaji. Zobu ha zobu ndi yorebo mune ha. Na chineke kbocha hani ina okona ha Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Go ahead.
Hello, my fellow Biafrans. Good evening. Ebo Director, I welcome you in to Germany in general and in Düsseldorf in particular.
Thank you.
My name is Anierobi Osakwe. I'm from Umudim. Umudim is in Newe Division. I welcome everybody here and then I wish you good listening tonight.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Hello, fellow Biafrans. My name is Louis Nsofo. I come from Idemi South. Idemi South from Oba. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Hello, fellow Biafrans. My name is Jude Arum. I'm from Ishagobite in Ebonyi State. Director, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Ishagobite, is that correct? You mold pot. My goodness. Go ahead.
Hello, Biafrans. My name is Mrs. Ebele Chukwu. I come from Ajali, and Ajali is in Orumba local government. Director, we appreciate the good work you are doing.
Thank you.
And we want you to keep it up.
Thank you very much, madam. Thank you very, very much.
Hello, Biafrans all over the world. Good morning, good evening, and good night. My name is Onyechere Anthony Nduku from Umuozu Autonomous Community, Wangele. Local government, Olu Province, Biafra land. It's a pleasure to be in the midst of our director. Director, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, fellow Nigerians. Good evening, fellow Biafrans. I'm sorry. Good evening, fellow Biafrans. My name is Uzoman Banaso from Imo State, from Umuawa. Umuawa is in Olu. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Good evening, my fellow Biafrans. My name is Kennedy Chukwudi Edemba. I'm from Oboka in Nkanu, Enugu State. Director, you are welcome to Germany.
Thank you very much.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans worldwide. My name is Thompson Wakibe Uzebu. Director, you are welcome to Germany.
Thank you.
Thank you, Biafrans all over the world. We thank you, our director, Nnamdi Kanu.
Thank you.
Thank you for courageous leadership. We've been hearing your voice on the radio.
Yes.
Today you are here with us.
Of course.
He's a very handsome looking young man. And
I'm not young, though. Don't be deceived. I'm not.
Well, we all know why he's going all over the world. It's not something to joke about. We are serious. I thank God that we have such a young man that is determined to fight for the cause of his own people. For humanity's sake, he has studied and he can live comfortably in Europe and enjoy his life with his family. But he decided to take upon himself to go around the world I feel the pains he has in his heart. It's not something to people should take easy, to play about. Please, I urge every Biafran's place. Please, in the name of God. This is not the time to come to question about how much money we're going to. If you have 1 billion, put it in the bank. How much you've got? We are not here to start to ask for 200, 300, 500. We are not debating how much. As much as you can provide millions, please put it so that we can move forward and get our homeland. We have been disgraced. We have been insulted. We have become slave. Instead of people who are supposed to be our slave, now we have become their slave. That is, we are not going to accept that. We are men. God has blessed. Please, we ask you, our brothers and sisters, to come forward and let's move forward. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good evening, good afternoon, and good morning to all the Biafrans all over the world. I wish to use this noble moment to greet our royal director. He's been doing a very good and wonderful work. We appreciate all your good works.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
I'm from Machina in Agota local government of Biafra.
Thank you.
I'm Uzwebu Krisiza. Dalon.
Thank you.
Iboma Man.
Hello. My fellow Biafrans all over the world, I said good evening, good afternoon, good night. My name is Florence Nkechi. I am the woman coordinator in Germany. I said, welcome, director.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Hello, fellow Biafrans. My name is Maxwell Obeshe. I'm from Okozo, Ibibagala Kingdom, Anambra State.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Biafra na nola.
Yeah.
Biafra ndewo.
Ndewo.
Ahamu Barnabas Ogbuneke. Amo Imo State. Ite Obama. Una una.
Thank you.
Lion of the tribe of Biafra. I salute you and welcome. My name is Ben Ezemokedi. I'm from Alo in the Demili local government area of Anambra State. Thank you, everybody, for coming.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello, Biafrans. I am Michael Uwowo from Nsukka Town in Nsukka local government, Biafra land.
Thank you.
Ibo Mamano.
Yeah.
Ibo Kwenu.
Yeah.
Biafra Kwenu.
Yeah.
Ahambo nye kachukwa baru nebudemia. Yes, yes, I have my first attendance in Biafra. And man, no beer, but only in Ken, no here, which is a way of literary Rasam or Biak, I general Bodai, and I get me quite metaqua. And they believe me as a young man and now here, obviously, Mika,
Ibuku. Yeah, thank you. People think I'm young. Hey,
welcome, you, director.
Thank you.
Good evening. Ladies and gentlemen of Biafrans, my name is Jude.
No, no, bring it closer to your mouth. That's, yeah.
My name is Jude Nolle from Adazino in Anyocha local government area of Biafra land. Welcome, you people.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
My name is Nenaya Anya. I'm from Achari Hechiowa in Aruchuku local government, Biafra land. Director, I don't know what to say. Thank you very much for raising the consciousness. Because now I can proudly say that I'm a Biafran. I mean, I don't know what to say. Thank Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Biafra Kwen.
Yeah.
Biafra Kwen. Yeah. Everybody should work hard. It happens that my name is Onuzurike Amande. Some people cease to call me Akonye Wetere. Nigeria Wetegaka, I guess. So Nabikon, now everybody know, everybody need to work hard. We need to work hard. We are CIS who started this in Germany. Thank you very much. Director.
Thank you very, very much.
Good evening, my fellow Biafrans, wherever you are. My name is Tiriman Jeff Ezenayogidi. I'm from Obeu in our local government, the coordinator of Karlsruhe, Germany. Director, you're welcome.
Thank you, Madebra. Thank you.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, dear friends. My name is Chineke Maijem. I'm from Abu in capital city of Biafra. The big masquerade, we meet again.
Thank
Nandekal,
you.
I told you if I have the opportunity to have another male child, I will name him Nandekal. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You are kind. Thank you. Thank you.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans, home and abroad. My name is Mark Nlem. I'm from Imo State. I have nothing to say, but I wish more grace to your elbow.
Thank you.
May God keep on strengthening you.
Thank you.
Our fight, we must win.
He say.
God is our strength.
Of course,
we must conquer.
He say.
God bless you all.
He say, and you too. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello, fellow Biafrans all over the world. Good evening, good afternoon, and good day. My name is Eze Ozemena. I am the zonal coordinator of Colon. I wish you all to stay tuned in this program. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good evening, Biafrans all over the world. My name is Emmanuel Onyeka. I come from Oko, Orumba North local government area in Anambra State, Biafra land. Welcome, Director.
Thank you, my dear brother.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. My name is Chike Anyebunam from Ogidi in Idemili local government in Biafra land. I say you are all welcome. Director, I give you my words again that I will be there on the ground
when
the time comes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, Biafra all over the world. My name is Chidi Chuku. I came from Anambra State, from Orumba North, local government area in Ajali.
Thank you.
Good evening, good people of the world. My name is George Ndubisi, Papa George. I'm very grateful that we have the director around with us. It's a pleasure, in as much as he's doing his best to enlighten us, bring the Biafran consciousness to our bedroom. We must be up and down as well. The struggle is for all of us. I encourage you to participate in whichever way you can. I remain the regional coordinator in Northern Australia, and we believe that Biafra is ours. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good evening, my fellow Biafrans. My name is Ifeanyi Ezayim. I come from Agwata local government, Oga, Anambra State. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Anybody, do we have somebody else that wants that has to go ahead?
Good evening, fellow Biafrans all over the world. Good evening, my dear Ebo Director. I'm very, very pleased from what you are doing. And I thank you, everyone that is here today, the way we answer everything. My name is Odena Kadike. I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to be in a body that is fighting for the freedom of my people. Thank you, you all.
Very much. Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
My name is Shadi Chidima. I haven't been to Biafra yet, but I hope that soon, that I'll go there soon, and God bless you all.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. We are very, very pleased. All of you, you will have time to say something. You will have time to speak once again. This is our number with which you can get hold of us on here. It's +491521287265. I repeat, +491521287265. That is the number of Radio Biafra studios here in Germany for the next, for now and also for tomorrow evening as well, including the morning. and we are here to preach this gospel. And we must preach it. And now the news headlines and accompanying news summary. We are reporting on this day that the North is now saying they are ready for a breakup. We can keep our oil and they will keep their land. I am praying seriously. Jonathan is the worst Nigerian leader ever, according to a Yoruba man. Also, what you expect them to say? Boko Haram voices their support for ISIS. Do you know who the ISIS are? Remember when I told you about 2 weeks ago that the ISIS are coming? I told you, didn't I? They are seeking to establish an Islamic state all over the world. Anywhere people are weak, like in Biafra land, they will overrun you. America will not help you. They won't. When we go about asking for help to defend our land, this is the reason why. Now you know, don't you? They support the establishment of the Islamic Caliph or Islamic Caliphate all over the world. They are going to Islamize you and kill you off unless you do something about it. It is here, not from Radio Biafra, from Boko Haram and Al-Qaeda. Jonathan is in denial. Boko Haram claims Abuja Lagos attacks in new video. They claim attacks in Lagos and in Abuja in a new video. They want for Lagos. They don't want to report, do they? Do they have any attack in Lagos? Huh? Confab, Igbo group, backs 50% derivation, warns North against taking South for granted. I don't know how they managed to summon up the courage to do this, but we shall find out later. Professor Ango Abdullahi is a very prominent northern leader and part of the intelligentsia. In other words, those few Hausa Fulani people that did not spend their life moving cattle from one place to another. He actually went to school, so we are led to believe. He is the spokesperson of the Northern Elders Forum. He shot into national prominence in the maelstrom of the Ango Must Go crisis of 1986 when a violent uprising in the nation's ivory towers demanded his removal as the vice chancellor of the Ahmadu Bello University in Zaria. He is a leader of the PDP and by his own reckoning was one of the 10 people that drew up the constitution and signed it into life. But his stay in the party is no longer rosy. He insists that Jonathan has committed unpardonable sins against the North and has been up in arms against his regime. This man, speaking for Northern people, speaking for Hausa Fulani people, speaking for Boko Haram, they want Jonathan removed. And this man went on in this interview to state categorically that they are willing to go. They will take their land, we keep our oil. But we know he's only bluffing. A Hausa person cannot survive without oil. Without oil, they're finished. How can Babangida manage to import a horse, thoroughbred from Argentina? How can he invite? Do you know that they bring in the person that teaches the son of Babangida how to play polo with horses? You know what is polo? If you're on a horse, you're playing with a ball, just tiny ball, like golf. They import the people that teach the children from Argentina. The man is saying that we can take our land. No, they can take their land. We take our oil. Which goes to show that the only reason why they are there is because of the oil in the first place. Oil is in Okwa, where my brother comes from. I also come from the place euphemistically referred to as Abia State. We all came out to try to survive.
The people without oil in their place are the ones enjoying the oil. And you know the funniest part of it is that all the pollution and remnants of pollution are left with the people. That is what happens to you when you listen to gossip. All those people in the so-called Niger Delta that listened to gossip from Yoruba people, from Hausa, Fulani, where are they today? They are nowhere to be found. But I'm very happy that somebody from the north is telling them today that they are willing to keep their land as we go and keep our oil. The attack against Jonathan is continuing. This man is saying that Jonathan took up arms against Hausa, Fulani people, Angu Abdullahi. That's another person, Yoruba man. His name is Showore. Jonathan is the worst leader. So Jonathan is now worse than Abacha. Jonathan is worse than Babangida. If I try to defend him, the barrister will say, do not defend him. But we speak the truth here. And the truth of the matter is that Jonathan is not the worst. He may be the weakest and the most imbecilic. But in terms of administration, he nowhere comes close to being the worst. But you see the power of the media. How they are using the media to prepare the minds of the people. So when they assassinate Jonathan, you will not miss him. It's a very simple trick. They poison your mind with the media. The attack against Jonathan is ceaseless. Every blessed day. Because Jonathan is behaving like his namesake, Azikiwe. Jonathan is behaving like Aguironsi. And the fate that befell them will also befall him. Because he doesn't listen. Boko Haram leader Abubakar Shekau has voiced his support for the extremist Sunni Islamic ISIS militant group, which has taken over large swathes of Iraq and Syria. In a new video seen on Sunday, my brethren, he said, may Allah protect you. Shekau said in the video given to AFP, listing ISIS chief Abubakar al-Baghdadi as Al-Qaeda's head, Ayman al-Zawahiri, and Taliban leader Mullah Omar, extolling them. I told you barely 4 weeks ago that Boko Haram is funded by ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Most of you did not want to pay attention. These are the group of people that Babangida, these are the group of people that Buhari belong to. Most of you don't know the meaning of ISIS or what ISIS is about to do. Most of you don't quite understand Al-Qaeda and what they're about to do. As we are in Europe, in America, in Asia, lazing around, they are plotting to destroy you completely. Somebody is asking us, oh, we cannot pay, we don't have the money. But they have a war chest of $70 million willing and able to destroy you. The Hausa people, Hausa Fulani, their war chest has grown to nearly 18 billion, waiting to Islamize you completely and totally. And you're here wasting time, asking question after. I don't know why. I'm waiting for the day when somebody will say to me, please, can you ask this question to Boko Haram? Where next are you going to bomb? How many people do you plan to kill? But we welcome your questions because we are Democrats. We are Biafran people. We believe in transparency, openness, and honesty. Truth above everything else. ISIS is the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. You have been seeing terrorist groups in your life. These guys mean business. America is afraid of them. The USA is afraid of these people. They are the ones fueling. Most of them are in the zoo carrying out the attacks as Hausa Fulani headsmen. Most of them are the ones raping our mothers and butchering them when they go to the farms. And we are here asking questions after question after question. Our land is gone. They have taken over your land if you do not know it. That is why Hanese can no longer speak. That is why we come to interpret this very gospel. Most of us, you are in the relative comfort and safety of Germany, therefore you don't understand what is going on back home. You don't know, do you? If you find yourself here this very evening, if you find yourself listening to Radio Biafra, indeed you are privileged and you are blessed. Because in your hands lie the key to the kingdom of God on this earth. And that place is Biafra. If you don't rise up to checkmate this very army, they will overrun you. If we wait for them to come to our doorstep to carry out the total war the same way they did in 67 to 70, they will overrun us and convert you to Islam this time around. There will be nobody to save you. Nobody, apart from yourself. Because your land is the only piece of territory untainted by Islam. If you allow them to come in there, darkness would have prevailed over light. If they overrun Biafra land, the world will come to an end. When I say something, write it down. If they succeed in taking over our land and forcibly converting us to Islam, Lucifer would have won. Satan would have prevailed. If you don't want Satan to prevail, then you must do something. Now, not tomorrow, not next. Because very soon, Europe will no longer be able to cope with the amount of refugees that will come from the zoo. You also become targets. Because Germans will not allow you to here to grow to up to 2-3 million. They won't allow that rubbish. You know that very well. Then you'll be like the Jews. They will chase you away. You go back to your land. You can no longer go in. Because foreigners are now occupying your land. That's why they're fighting in Israel till tomorrow. What do you think they're fighting? They went away for 2,000 years. They were having fun banking, buying and selling, doing all manner of things, shipping spare parts for 2,000 years. When they went back after their slaughter in this very country, their land was taken over by other people. That's why they're fighting to maintain their own land today. They said to them that very holy land, Jerusalem, will be divided into two. And they said, no. That's what happens when you abandon where you come from and run away. We should be ashamed of ourselves, you know. We should be. We ran out for survival. How about if there was no Germany or Europe? What would you do? Ask yourself that question. But ISIS is part of Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is part of Boko Haram. America cannot defeat them. The world cannot defeat them. Only Biafra can. I've told the American government, if you want Boko Haram to get away, give us Biafra. The reason why they are fighting, which is to Islamize us, will stop. It won't be there anymore. But if Obama continues the way he's going, anyway, thank goodness he's leaving next year, isn't it? I think he's finishing next year, is it? Yes. Huh? Yeah, after the years group, whoever, we find another person. The responsibility for a June 25 bombing in Wuse Zone 2 Abuja and an explosion same day at a fuel depot in Apapa, Lagos State has been claimed by Boko Haram. The sex leader Abubakar Shekau, in a new video seen by AFP on Sunday, claimed responsibility for the attacks, while the Abuja attack, a suicide bombing at Emma Plaza, left no fewer than 20 persons dead. The explosion in Lagos, which authorities said was an industrial accident, did not claim any life. You see how Yorubas are industrial accident. They don't want to admit that Boko Haram is bombing them. And they have no means to retaliate. That is why. If a patient, it's a gas cylinder. Another one goes up and says, it's an industrial. Since when did it start having? There is no industry. How can you have industrial accident? There is no industry. Somebody is saying they had an industrial accident. How is that possible? Industrial accident on Apapa Motor Road. The
there are delegates from Igbo land. They went to Confab to ask for a state. Hausa people said they will not give them that state. They are now asking for 50% oil derivation. And they are putting their feet down, saying that they must have this oil, 50%. But who controls the oil? Who controls the army? Who controls the police? You cannot even force Nigeria to open Port Harcourt seaport. You can't compel the zoo to open Calabar seaport. Don't you ask yourselves questions. Why is it that when you export your cars, which most of you do from here, you have to go to Lagos? Is the same Atlantic Ocean that flows from Lagos through Warri, through Port Harcourt, through Calabar, the same water? In fact, in Warri, Warri has a natural harbor deeper than Tinkan. Have you asked yourself why you're not allowed to bring your cars closer to home before you drive it to where you come from? They can't even allow you to import your cars through Port Harcourt. Talk less of giving you 50% oil. Are they mad? That means you're equal. You didn't hear when they said that you're not equal to them? That is an injustice to say that a Hausa Fulani man is equal to an Igbo person. That is an injustice. Didn't you hear that before? Exactly. This is Radio Biafra. Those are our news headlines and accompanying news summary this very day to allow all of you here to be able to speak as much as possible, please. And our lines are also open. My answer is open. Of course, anybody can call us from anywhere in the world. Once again, the number is +49 152 128 72665. I repeat, +49 152 128 72665. This is Radio Biafra. If anybody, we came here to see you people, not the whole world. The whole world can listen, as we did. But of course, they will not have it, will they? This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please, your name and where you're calling from.
Oh. What's that? I'm calling from Denmark, Germany.
From Denmark? No, we are the ones Denmark, in Germany, not Denmark. You. We are the ones in Germany. Are you in Denmark?
I'm calling from Denmark.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra in Dusseldorf in Germany. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I want to congratulate you, Nnamdi Kanu, for the work you are doing. May Chukwu Abiyama guide and protect you.
You see?
And give you more grace to your elbow. Then I want to contribute for the news. Are you with me?
Live and direct.
Yeah, because it's not today. The Hausa Fulani, they want to turn us to their slave, but with your help, I think we are progressing. So I'm very, very happy today that, like the man that speak from Hausa, said that we should take our oil for them to return their land. I think we are moving forward. So I will say, may God bless you and bless the indigenous people of Biafra. Goodbye.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We welcome that. Thank you. Our first caller for the day is from Denmark. I thought he said Denmark, Germany. I've been wondering when that one happened. We welcome all of you. Our lines are open. Who has something to say here? Any questions to ask? Anything you want to say to the hearing of the world? Some of you call and say, oh, but I've been trying to call. I can't get through. We are here now. That's the microphone. You come out and pick up the microphone. He's here. Come and take it. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, this is William Oyemuche Chukwumadu Nneme. I'm calling from Malmo, Sweden.
from Malmo in Sweden. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm from Ikenga, Ezido, in Ezido, Tembise.
Thank you very much. That is where my auntie is actually married to. I have cousins from there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm from where is it? Desmond Ogogo is reading.
Desmond Ogogo is my in-law. Go ahead.
I'm here to appreciate your good work. I'm here to say may God bless you and your family because you have made us proud. Yeah, because normally I used to watch both Nigerian news and Niger Pass, but over before 30th of May, I drop all those things. I follow your program, and I'm so I have learned a lot. I follow it up all the time. You see, so many people ask me so many questions. For me, I don't appreciate that sort of thing because you are doing a great job. You abandon so many things. You're taking risk for you to take your equipment. At airport, it's risky. I know what you have been passing through. Because I do follow news, Al Jazeera, CNN. I know that you pass a lot of interrogation at airport. That one shows that you're a great man. So many things, so many risks you have been passing through. I followed your news late today night. So many people are asking from Belgium, asking questions, asking. You know why you will succeed in this cause? Because you put God first. That was what Israelites used to do when they are back in any battle. They call God. Do you know why Ezekiel fell? Because he used another God first. I do follow him up when I was in Lagos. I do follow him up when I was, So I'm not going in details, but what I'm saying is that you will succeed because you put God first. And whosoever that put God first must surely win. So all these people asking questions, I know what you're trying to do. In Abala before, that this thing that I used to do, Boss Oye, that's not afraid of police, that's not afraid. I can remember some history in Kano when they tried to kill Igbos. People would start fighting there. But all those things died because of love of money. We loved money. We are trying to show themselves that we love ourselves. But sir, this is my first call. I never called before. If you ask people here in Malmo, they know that Williams is one of those guys. I say, let it start today, let's do it, because I'm not afraid of any damn thing anymore. So, sir, I will still call you tomorrow to tell the world the details. I have followed it. I followed this. There's this thing I've been watching today, this Ireland Biafra conference. This month, some people who ask questions, they have to follow history. If they follow history, there will be hunger of, breaking Nigeria into, so many things. But they're not getting any information. They don't know what to do. They're just asking unnecessary questions. I followed it up yesterday. I got angry. They have to have idea of what Nigeria is doing to Igbo, what they have done to us for a very long time. This Biafran war, it didn't come from us because of anger. It's because of what they have been doing to us. Sir, I appreciate your good work. May God bless you and keep you and keep your family. And God, who helped Israelites to achieve their aim, will help you in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Please, my dear brother, we have people on the line. I don't even want to turn on the Skype. They will chase us away from here with calls. Please go ahead. What would you like to say?
Please, I have a question.
Go ahead.
I was at home.
Your name again, please.
My name is Anthony Obiako. I'm from Oji in Owerri, local government. I was at home in December, and I see the flood of the north, the houses, maybe those from Niger Republic in Owerri. So, what are we going to do to stop this thing now? Is it from our governor or what?
It's Biafra. Biafra cures every disease. Every problem you have, Biafra will cure it. If you don't want Hausa Boko Haram in your compound, Biafra. If you can't go to the hospital, Biafra. No good schools, Biafra. No good roads, Biafra. No running water, no electricity, Biafra. That's the solution to it.
Because this, my question was that I asked Aboki that he has to do polish my shoe. He said no, that is it's going to clean fingers. Then I said, okay, you have to go.
he removed his knife to choke me in my compound. So unfortunately for him, I take the knife from him and I put it on his face. My cousin ran to me. See, please, I don't have to do that too. If I even harm him, they will go to Obrinze and bring soldiers to come and pull me out from my compound. And this has been happening. Nothing is being done.
Terrible. That's an example, no? A Hausa man inside, you know,
in my own compound.
In his own compound. You know, when we ask you to come and join us in world, you don't quite believe it. You know, there is somebody that traveled from Brussels in Belgium. Come to Biafra meeting. Oh no, what? You know, you people. Until he went home. They were robbed. In fact, they ran back to Lagos. They asked him why you ran. He said his house Afra ni Boko Haram everywhere. And now he cannot wait to come back to Belgium to be part of the Biafran family in Belgium. This is, if I tell you this thing on Radio Biafra, Nigeria will say, oh, it's Radio Biafra propaganda. But it's coming from him direct. A direct experience in your own father's compound. Please go ahead.
The woman man.
No.
Once again, Ahamu Obuneke Barnabas.
Can you speak English, please? I beg you.
Okay.
Millions of people are listening all over the world.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Okay. My name is Mr. Obuneke Barnabas from Imo State. And I reside here in Dusseldorf, Germany. My first question is, I'm a usual visitor of internet, and I go always, almost every day. And I read much news about Biafra and Muzob group. My question goes thus: what is the status of Ralph Wazurike towards our cause?
If you go online, since you go online, if you go online, you will see what he's saying with his own mouth. What he's saying with his own mouth is this, that he's tired of the struggle. They asked him, when do you think Biafra will come? He said he doesn't know, but if it comes in lifetime, fine. If it doesn't come, okay. Is that how a freedom fighter speaks? He is working for PDP. Good luck, Jonathan. He is dabbling into Nigerian politics. Am I lying? Did you hear his latest interview where he said he wanted Iyom Bianca to take over as the leader of the party at the death of His Excellency? Did you hear him say that? What is a freedom fighter doing discussing party politics? You know, son, I'm asking you people. Did you hear that? That's the answer you're looking for. His status is that of a traitor. Of Ifajuna. Traitor. Go ahead, please.
So my last question again is, if you wouldn't mind, what is our strategy in overcoming and achieving our cause?
I don't know. Our strategy is to be truthful. Our strategy is to be without fear before our enemies. Our strategy is to speak the truth even if it leads to our death. Our strategy is to be upright that God may love us. Our strategy is to give hope to those who are hopeless. Our strategy is to bring life where there is death. Thank you. Next person, please, before we go to the line. Or let's take this call. The caller on the line, can you hear me? No, they have gone. The one on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, of course, I'm hearing.
Your name and where you're calling us from is Radio Biafra.
Thank you. Director, this is Sylvester Ucheno Kechuku. I am from Enugu State, but I am residing in Cambodia currently.
You are where?
I am from Enugu State, but currently I am residing in the Kingdom of Cambodia.
Please go ahead.
You know Kingdom of Cambodia?
I know, but I wouldn't expect her people. Cambodia, you, how many days did you take to get to that place? How many days travel?
It's about 2 days.
My dear brother, I love you very much. Thank you to the program. People in Cambodia are listening. Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Of course. Thank you for the privilege you've given to me to speak to you tonight. Although I've been trying to get through you, even when you're in Netherlands, when you're in Belgium, I've tried so much possible to connect you, but all my effort was unable to bring me a fortune. But tonight, it is 2 a.m. here, and I have been waiting for this opportunity to speak forth my voice so that the entire world will hear me. But before I proceed, I want to commend your endeavors and the chances you've taken upon yourself to ensure that this emancipation of the great people of Biafra will come to reality. So all the same, I say, may the Lord God bless your endeavors in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So before I proceed, first of all, I want to thank you for this thing you've taken upon yourself. I know it is not easy for a man of your type to take this upon yourself. I am very sure that the beginning of everything doesn't start so easy, but I believe with these strategies and empowerment that we will surely get to the end point of our freedom fighting. Although the people here is very weak in their activities, but I believe with time they will realize the truth. I want to first of all say that our people abroad, mostly Igbos, are suffering. I'll use people in Malaysia. I was in Malaysia before I came to this place. We have been treated as slaves. Many people have so many things to offer to our great country, Biafra, but due to the frustration over there, they were unable to make progress. Somebody like me, I was a graduate, but I was unable to secure a job in Nigeria. I have to leave country to come and search for greener pasture. They treat us like slaves here, no regards. I've applied for job opportunity many times over abroad here, but due to my race, no recognition from my country, I've been denied of my opportunity several times over. So, however, my main point is basically on this emancipation we are fighting for. Any time that is due for us to come back and fight for this and ensure that we bring this to end, somebody like me is very ready, because that country has frustrated me enough. They have taken much of my time and their power. So as I speak for now, I am very ready to fight and ensure, even if it's the last thing I will do in my entire life, to ensure that these people let us go, I will do that. And I'm very, very happy that it is my era that this kind of opportunity is given. My father once told me about 20 years ago that a time will come that this kind of a thing will come to be. And I'm very, very happy that it is my time that this thing is coming. So my question is this, please. With due respect, sir, when actually do we map out to go down to that place called Nigeria and fight for our freedom? Because somebody like me cannot wait any longer.
We will announce it on Radio Biafra when the time comes when we recall the army. If we bring you back now, we have no weapons to give to you with which you can go and fight our enemies. So we ask you to wait a while longer. That is where we are in Germany. Did you hear the question he asked? You are the one stopping us now. Because without weapons, we cannot fight. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you for calling. Without weapons, we can't fight. You are the ones holding us. You can hold meeting behind our back and ask us to go and start armed robbery. So if they catch us, we say, you sent us. But if you don't want us to do that, then you have to buy us weapons. Very, very important. Please go ahead, my dear brother. Go ahead.
Good evening, dear France. I am Mr. Onus Rike Amande. I come from Idato, south of Umuobom, Umucheke. I don't have any question.
I don't have anything to add because every truth is there. What I want to say is I want to thank our national coordinator, regional coordinators for their works, both the people that is here and that is not here. So the only thing I want to say is what our director have been saying is simple truth. If I have not been in Nigeria, this year is only from 2013 to this month, I have been in Nigeria more than 4 times, if I'm not mistaken. And any time I go back to Nigeria, I do stay in Biafra land.
It's the zoo. Anytime you go back to the zoo, not Nigeria.
Anytime I go back to the zoo, I used to visit Biafra land, precisely Owerri. Please, all the whole thing that our director is preaching, somebody should, anybody that's from Owerri should just, when you are leaving tomorrow, if you reach Afan Ikoku, do you know Afan Ikoku here? Who knows it? Okay. My sister works there. In fact, hello, Biafrans. I was in police headquarters. Inside
wait. Anybody, if your phone rings, you will be taken out of this place, never to come back. Please, turn your phones off. Please, turn it off. I beg you, turn it off. Go ahead.
So the story now, the story that I want to say is not, I have heard this man, he said, through somebody, everything that he has been telling me, I do make research anytime I went home. I was in a government commissioner of police in Avan, because in Avan, the back of that place was, that is where people do typewriter and also so forth and so on. So I was that place, one officer guy just came in. My own sister, if you see the way this guy is talking to him, because they know themselves in primary school. In fact, the Imo State will know have been taken from Hausa before. And what baffled me is not only that. I drive. Do you know if you are coming from Wedra Road, there is one roundabout there. I enter the government house. From the government house, there is one police police headquarter there. Everybody there is Hausa man. That is simple truth. I stopped there. I went there. Then I asked my sister, all these Hausa people that is here, where are they praying? I know they do pray. My sister told me, opposite that place, opposite the back of this government house, we are Hausa people. We are our sister is working. I drive my car towards the other side. I didn't believe it. In my own Imo State, I saw a mosque inside government house of Imo State director. I was very sad. Go and see it. Anybody that know Imo State, and go and see it. My car spoiled at the same Amakwa Hair Road. There is no roundabout their building. There is no roundabout their building at that Amakwa Hair now. No road. The junction going to that new roundabout going to Olo. That is down the new road they are building now. That place that is Panebita's electricians. Full with Hausa people from Katsina. I interview all of them. I speak Hausa. I asked the owner of that place, why are you bringing these people inside here? The man just told me, nah. All our people are driving, what do they call it? This Kekena Pepe. So what I want to tell the Biafra, please, who should pay this €350? 2015 is long for me. We'll have from now till September. Or August, precisely. Thank you very much.
Thank you. When I told you that Okoracha was bringing Islam, did you believe me? Did you people believe me when I told you that? Did you believe me? No, you did not. Today is happening. You will continue to speak after you please. No noise. I don't normally do this, but I have to take out some time to go and ease myself, please. Very, very important. After Nzurumike, you're here. We're in a town hall meeting, please, if you're listening. So I'm allowed to leave the studios to go and ease myself and come back. You will continue to speak. Nzurumike, please. There is no noise because the world is listening. I'm begging you. They are listening. If you want to speak, please, you queue behind here. After I must have finished speaking, you give to the next person. You will keep speaking. Say your mind, anything you want to say. I will come back and I will continue my moderation as usual. Please continue. Say what you want to say.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, all Biafrans all over the world. My name is Mr. Chidi Ibekuronye. I am from Isekenesi. Isekenesi is in Edato South. It's Edato South in Imo State of Biafra land. And what I'm trying to say is, it's a sort of pleading to all Biafrans all over the world. Because we are listening to Radio Biafra every blessed day. The director is lamenting every blessed day. The people at home that is working under him lamenting every blessed day, telling us, sending us so many photographs, videos of what is happening. And some people thought that that it is joking. But for me, I find out that all these things is reality. I call home, I think 2 weeks ago. People I kept home told me that my brother that is living in Abuja or the Seoul, that he came home with not less than 15 Hausa guys. That I told them why. They said that he's building something, that is those Hausa that is doing the work. I say, why? That there's no other people that will do that work in Imo State or in Edato as a whole, the only Hausa. They tell me that they are there. And when you pass for the road, only them go to shout and they are radio. I say, okay. I tell them that they should just keep this word from me. Within 2-3 days, they will leave that very village. I called my president general from here. I told him, when did you go village last? He told me that he was at village at weekend. I told him that now I heard that Mike came back with Aboki from Kaduna. Could you believe that this guy came back with this Aboki and those Aboki start raping some girls in our village, and this last bomb that blew in Abuja killed the wife to the junior brother, and those Aboki the village, they carried that woman come. Then immediately this Aboki came, they bring the dead body of the wife. I think either on Sunday of that very Saturday they bring this woman. This bomb issue of a rumor in Owerri happened. I think that very Monday those Aboki run. Even nobody sent them home. And the worst part of it, they used to carry their war receiver anywhere they are. Seems like they used to communicate themselves. So I am talking this thing now based on what I hear and what the people travel home said, and I conclude that everything that is happening in Imo State and all in Biafra land is not what will keep quiet. And I'm pleading to all Biafras and mostly the youth in Biafra land that they should not keep quiet while we in diaspora that are preparing for our coming home. They should not keep quiet. They should remember the time of Otokoto. They should not wait people in abroad to come. They drive all the Ogwego and all the 419 and all the bad eggs. They burn all. They shouldn't keep quiet. They should go start going anywhere they see Aboki. They should cut his head. It's not only them bombing us. And again, I am putting it to all Biafrans back home, that they should start laying ambush to all those Aboki people that even, I believe Boko Haram start by burning police stations, killing all our, my village men that is in Borno State. They kill 4 DPOs. They cut their head. I saw their dead body in the internet. They should start going and laying ambush for all of them because they fool Imo State and Anambra and Abia. All Biafra land is Aboki, even in Edato South local government. Now Aboki be DPO man there. So, yes, Abokis. So please, I'm begging all Biafrans all over the world that they should, please, I'm begging that this weapon, even my dad shoots HMG, I'm going to shoot even double because I should not keep quiet. When I go home, I'm start fearing, where am I driving to? Where am I going to? If I don't fear kidnapping, I will fear Aboki that is blocking in the road. If I don't fear them, if you got problem, go DPO. The DPO is Aboki. In fact, please, all my brothers and sisters all over the world, we should respond for this call. I said, may God of Biafra, Chukwa Biama, should strengthen us, and even though whoever that is not having any means of getting this money, that Chukwa Biama must surely provide this money for us so that we should go home and secure our land in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, my dear brother. Let me give it to the next person.
Thank you so much, our coordinator. My name is Chike Anyebunam from Ogidi in the Idemili local government of Biafra land. I am only here to re-echo what the director has been saying over the years, for 2 years now. Fortunately enough, we are here. We have the means, you know, to do what we have to do, because obviously we have to do something to stop what is happening. In a situation like this, we only have one thing to do, and that is to gather ourselves together and say enough is enough. If you look around, just like the last speaker said, our land is being run over by the North. It is obvious that we only have one thing to do, and that is to stand up and stop them. Because if we don't stop them now, the situation degenerates. When I hear people say, has Britain, you know, agreed to that, or United Nations, or this or that, I laugh. I laugh in anger. Because there is only one force that can stop what is happening to us, and that force is we, the people. If we come together today and say, these things will have to come to an end, obviously they will come to an end. What are we going to do? It's just come out and say, we are ready to face them one by one, or bullet by bullet, or blood by blood. That's the only way. The Jews did it. Probably. Obviously, the director is preparing us for the second exodus. Think of millions of our people all over the world. If we come together today and say, let us go home and face these things, it will stop. But when we keep on going forward and going backwards, we are only, you know, extending the evil days, because they will continue to grow. The plots that have been going on against our people within the Nigerian army itself, within the army alone. I was first-hand observer of all this for years. I served the system. I know what is obtainable there. I know who and who is involved there. All these Boko Haram people created today, if some of you have heard about Asare Dokobo, probably I was supposed to be in the group that, you know, are piloting these affairs of Boko Haram today. But fortunately enough, my God said, you have a different job to do, and for your people, not for anybody. So what I'm saying, in essence, is this. We should get ready. What is money? People who are working. It is important we come together to put these little monies together to begin this struggle and face it squarely. Because if we are looking at material things are nothing to compare with the future of generations to come. What we need is Mando, all of us, come together. These monies will come out. If we are honest, if we want to face this struggle and face it, bring it to an end, we will stop it. The North knows that the Biafrans or the Igbos, when they decide to say no, obviously Nigeria will come to an end. But if we keep on, you know, dragging our feet, you'll find out that we remain where we are. Have young men and women well-learned, studied, doing menial jobs in Europe, hoping that someday things will change automatically. Things don't change like that. You have to change things. I am saying, my brothers and sisters, Biafrans, let us come together and say enough is enough to our plight. I thank you so much. I'm ready to talk again if you allow me. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We are in a town hall meeting. I don't know if we need to take maybe one or two calls before we proceed, but we have somebody here. Chineke Mami is here. Somebody was asking where you have been, that they've not heard your voice in a while. They were saying this thing to me in Antwerp. No, not in
It's Antwerp, isn't it? I'm asking Munke Munke, brothers in Antwerp, in Belgium. Let's take this call. We'll come to you. Your name and where you are, the caller on Viber. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good morning. This is Wise calling.
Sorry?
This is Wise calling from Malaysia. Wise calling from Malaysia.
If I meet you now, I know Wise to be an adjective that qualifies somebody who is intelligent. What is your proper name? Kahagroge?
My name Ahambo Wise Chukwemeka from Anambra State, Biafra Land.
I will ask you for the last time, what is your first name and then your father's name?
My first name is Onyebuchi.
That's better.
Chukwemeka.
That's better. That's better. Onyebuchi Chukwemeka is your name, not Wise. What's the meaning of Wise? Am I mean here? Or what?
Okay.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, the only contribution I want to contribute right now is we are dragging this very issue of weapon so hard. We have a very big means.
Can you speak up, please? Can you hear him very well? Please, can you raise your voice?
Yeah,
your voice is not high enough.
I said I'm hearing you.
Because you're listening to the system, which I can hear on the background. That's why your voice is low. You see why we tell you to turn off your system? Do you see what it's doing? When you call us, we pick your call. You turn your systems off. It's very easy, as simple as that. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No. I can get the static, but they can't hear me, unfortunately. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, director, I can hear you clearly, loud and clear.
Your name and where you're calling us from, please.
My name is Leonard Anemene. I am calling you from Trinidad and Tobago. And director, we are in a meeting, the family meeting of the Biafrans in Trinidad and Tobago.
Thank you very much. Go ahead. We are ourselves in a kind of a family meeting as well, or we came out of one here in Düsseldorf in Germany, and the whole world is listening to us. Please go ahead.
Yeah, director, I just want to bring to your notice that everything is going in earnest, and I would like everybody to make one statement or the other to introduce themselves. I'm starting with the secretary, director.
Please go ahead.
Should I go ahead?
Of course, go ahead. This is your radio station. Go ahead.
Good evening, director.
Good evening.
Good evening, dear friends all over the world. My name is Nkechi Obi. I'm from Amoriomanze in Imo State. We want to thank you for the good work you are doing for us. And we thank God our meeting has started today. And just to let you know that we are at your back.
Thank you.
Trying to do our best to support the struggle. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And God bless you.
Yeah, the next person.
Good evening, director.
Good evening, my dear brother.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Okay, my name is Ignatius Ilozlike. I'm from Nempi, in Olo Zone.
Yes.
Oru West local government anyway.
Thank you.
I'm happy to hear from Leonard what you have been doing. And even listening to Radio Biafra, you are doing a good work. It's something that everybody must be a part of.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything. Our God, our Lord, will guide you so that Biafra as a nation will be actualized.
Yes,
and we are here trying our own way, at least, to help the way we can help, no matter if it's big or a little, so that at the end of the day, all of us will laugh. Because the Bible said that those that went out sowing in tears will come back reaping in joy. At the end of the day, I believe everything will be okay. And the aim of your hard work will be achieved. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Person.
Good evening, director.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Kennedy Chinonso.
Yes, Kennedy.
I thank you for everything you have done for the to actualize the dream of Biafra. So may the good Lord guide and protect you. Thank you again. I'm from Anambra State, Idemili South. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Director, this is Ifeanyi Chukwu Andrew Ogbaja from Ubuluku Kingdom in Anioma State.
Thank you very much. Your humble servant. You're one of us. Go ahead.
Yeah, I always call. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Very well.
Yeah, I'm happy that you arrived safely, and we, the indigenous people of Biafra in Trinidad and Tobago, we are formidable. You will soon hear from us. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Ejindo Kalochukwu from Abreba, Onafia Local Government, Abia State in Biafra land.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to thank you for the good work you people have been doing so far. And I just want to say that we, the Biafran people in Trinidad and Tobago, we are trying our best to see how we can put our house in order, organize our family, so that we'll be part and parcel of what is happening, even at this second phase, although we kind of come in late, but we know that the good Lord will make us, will help us to be where other people are. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Director, this is your humble servant again, Andrew. There is an issue which we are asking so that people will be able to understand clearly. Can I ask you the question, Director?
Go ahead.
Yeah, we are trying to trash out something here. As a Biafran, we, the people of Biafran, Trinidad, for instance, if now there is a rich man in Trinidad that come from Biafra land, and he did not want to participate in this thing, after Biafra has been achieved, and let's say we open a consular office in Trinidad and Tobago, does it mean that when he did not participate, and he comes as a Biafran man to take a passport, does it mean he will be denied a passport or denied access for traveling to his own motherland?
No, we cannot deny them access. We wait for them at the airport.
When we wait for them at the airport, people want to know what will be the consequences for the person.
They will pay all the money they are supposed to pay, times four. Or they will not come in.
Thank you, my Director. Speak to Leonard.
Thank you.
Hello, Director.
Leonard, are you planning to come without paying?
No, I can, that will never ever happen on my part. God forbid. Even in my dream, it cannot surface, Director.
Wonderful.
People cannot go and, I mean, you know, freedom is not gotten on a platter of gold. So men have to come so good to get their freedom. I know the price. So I cannot subscribe to that idea, Director. Never. So consider me out of that. It's not that they are asking. I am the one who told them. Somebody cannot fight for you at the end of the day. You won't come and reap where you never, ever sowed. It doesn't happen that way. It's a natural thing. You sow and reap what you sow. So if you were not there when things were, I mean, the action was being, you know, taken, when everything comes to reality, you shouldn't come to say you have a portion there. You don't, for God's sake. Otherwise, you have to buy the portion, just like you say, times four. I even think that times four is too small, my Director. It should be times 10.
We can make it times 10.
Director, please.
Oh, it was amazing.
We pay. When you pay tithe, Director, it is 10%. So if tithe is 10%, that means if you need to get back, you need to pay us tithe. And that tithe should be 10 times whatever that has been paid, Director. It should be a fair value.
I agree.
So that's what I think.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I want I can use this opportunity, Director, to tell you that we are getting set for your visit, and we want to thank you in advance that you have accepted magnanimously to come and visit us and see people who are in Trinidad and Tobago. So we are very grateful to you and to the members of...
But I have not accepted it. <It's great.
laughs>
I will come. I will come to Trinidad and Tobago. I'll be there. I will come.
Okay.
I will come.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very
Director.
Much. Thank you. I'm sure they even held a meeting so I can come there. I'm sure. But I'll go there to preach the gospel. Today you have heard from us, Trinidad and Tobago, and also in, is it in Cambodia? Is it Phnom Penh? Whatever. All over the world. Do you see how we're uniting you as a family? I tell you, somebody asked me, oh, if somebody dies, will you take the person home? I said, try us now. Die yourself, you see what we'll do to you. We'll fly you home immediately. Do you know how big we are? 1 pound from each person all over the world. You know how big we are? Please, my dear brother, Chidekam, go ahead, please.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, fellow Biafrans, all over the world. My name is Chineke Mam, Chineke Mijam. I'm very sorry for my absence on the broadcast for quite a long time now. So many things put me behind, but I hope that it wouldn't take much time I start putting up my contribution. I want to say something here. I remember some years back, actually, Director used to tell us what things that are happening in Biafran land. And what I witnessed today is Biafrans are even coming up these days to narrate their personal ordeal with the enemies. A brother came up here and said how he was attacked in his own compound. Not only him, so many people. Now, I hope we're not making some mistakes, because there are things we do not have to wait for Director to do. That brings me to the point, like, you know, one good thing is this. Most of the Biafran criminals are the Izu politicians. Their children study all abroad or live abroad. And as a pure freedom fighter, for example, maybe we should start from Imo State, because I think I'm slowly getting out of hook in this Rochester culture thing. Where do his children live overseas? Because if he thinks because he has command on police and army and we cannot do him anything. You know, a big tree, if you want to cut it, you first of all clear the leaves around. Yeah, you know, God said, what was it? If you want to stop a person to kill him, you first make him mad. So how we start dealing with his children first, since they are overseas. Right? So, let's source out where they are. And when we know where they are, we take one or two out. And then make him crazy. Then he will come back to, like, probably to his senses. But if we keep waiting for direct, it's things like this, we not employ all the people from Imo State or find us the addresses where his children live. Likewise, other governors who have this inclination to this Boko Haram or Nigerian thing. So that now, let's not start waiting for our militants at home. They are here, overseas, with us. And if we find them, we weaken them. We can only weaken their parents by weakening them up. So because it's getting I'm getting scared. My wife is from Imo State, and I'm not sure if I take my kids home, if I want to go and visit my in-laws, it's getting so fearful. So now, what are you people waiting for? I said it before, and I repeat. Bring out your servants. If we are 19,000 here, times it by 5. And these are the children we have. I feel like weeping. Look at this young, beautiful girl. She has not been to Igbo land. I have a daughter who have equally not been there. So our generation and the ones to come are going. And we are here thinking that after 8 hours work, I'm probably buy a junk and go home. That's it. You are waiting to be killed, but you can't fight when you are killed. So now that your relatives are being killed, it's time you fight. And actually, direct to made it so easier for us. If you don't want to fight, bring out your money. Everybody can bring out here 100 euro every month. If you cannot, then take a paper and a pen every week and go to the city where you live and ask every brother you see to give you 1 euro. For instance, here in Dusseldorf, if you get up to 500 Biafrans and you get 1 euro, it's easy to give. And you get 1 euro from them, you get 500 euro. Simple arithmetic. So you must ask yourself, where do I contribute? And contribute very intensively. I think at the point I decided I'm not coming out talking much again. Probably I start dipping my hand deeper in my pocket. So please, I am appealing to all of you. The die is cast. What do we do? Are we going to end our life here? The leniency is still there because probably Jonathan is there. What happens when he leaves? That's if we don't get Biafra. Director did it. He said in the next 50 years or 80 years, the Hausas will rule you. And within this time, they will make sure we all become Muslims. What are you waiting for? You are asking questions. You are saying he should take it easy. Do you know that it's only when you get stubborn, either through speech or carrying weapons, then the world will listen to you. The highest number of asylum seekers here are Syrians and the Iraqis who are carrying the bombs. And somebody say, director, say you are not circumcised, that's why they will not support. It's not true. The more radical you get, the more they call you to a dialogue table. So wake up, whichever way you think you can. I am not scared of who I am. I said, put a bomb in me. My next target is one-on-one. Babangida, I want to kill him and die. Which one is your own? I'm happy today because look at, I never expected this exodus of people here today, especially from different places in Germany, right? We drove from Stuttgart, and cars were here today, and look at all of you giving him support. If a young man like this, look at him. When I listened to the broadcast where he said he was happy somebody bought him a shirt, like a 6 years old boy. Somebody who has 2 degrees, who can afford anything he wants, give his life out for your sake, and you are asking questions. And today he said, somebody gave me 100. Are you people not ashamed? Somebody gave me 100 euro. He is too handsome. He is educated. He can do. His life is made. But he said no. This is kind of Jesus. I relinquish all this.
I'm coming to look for my people and some castigation. What do you want from him? What else? Please, I don't want to waste your time here, but I am telling you that I'm ready, and he knows that I'm ready. Any day, anytime. And my children are even ready, including my wife. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That is what they have missed. Somebody asked me in Antwerp where he was. Odekwama. We've not been hearing from him. But he's here today because we are one family all over the world. Indivisible, inseparable. There was a brother here, he has gone home, that said, because many left, I hope this is because their road is far, not because of football. I hope so. No, they're a bit funny sometimes. Let's take this call, please, before we come to you. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? If you can, your name and where you are, please.
Hello, good neighbor director.
My dear brother, you're welcome to the program. Your name and where you're calling us from, please.
This is once again Chidi Aberewon for our help from R&D's of Idato North Local Government, Imo State, Biafra Land.
I think, Chidi Abere, before you continue, I want everybody to listen very carefully anytime we broadcast on Radio Biafra. The number of people from Idato, I don't know, have you noticed it? The number of people from Idato identifying with Biafra, maybe there is something there. There is something in Idato. I monitor it very, from my village. How many people have called before? From where I come from? Huh?
Yeah.
Because we started eating Hausa Nama from time. Oh, you're Ebunu Nama, no? From time. And it shows. They are fine Ebunu Nama. Women marry into a place because of meat. Go and ask anybody. If you want to eat meat, you marry into my village. Because their meat is cheap. There is Hausa Nama everywhere. And you see the effect of it today. Of course, many of them are diehard Bear friends, of course. But not as many as from Idato. We salute all of you from Idato. We do. But it's always Idato North. You know, go to the South in Idato. Is there any South there at all? Huh? Everybody's from Idato North. Idato North. Any South? Thank you very much. Nobody's dividing us. Go ahead, please, my brother. Chidi Abere, go ahead if you can hear me. Go ahead.
Director, you know Mbolo GK is from our place.
The only, that is, I can't say the only man. There are four men that I love so much. Mbono GK, Dr. Michael Okpara, Dr. Kanu Ibiam, and Simon Bakwe. Those four men, oh God, I wish they live forever. I repeat, Mbono GK, Kanu Ibiam, Dr. Michael Okpara, and Simon Bakwe, the only four people that loved you. Ndiozo Ndiyoshi. Please go ahead.
They are great Biafrans. I thank God for your life, Ebo Director. And every morning I wake up, you are in my prayer diary. And if I do not pray for you, I have not finished my prayer. Because God has called you at this moment in time to lead your people out of Egypt. Because Nigeria is Egypt. And the children of God must be set free. Before I continue, I want to thank Chineke Man because I have asked of him. I say, where is my good brother? Has anything happened? But I'm so happy when I heard his voice. It's like somebody that won lottery. I said, Chineke Man is still with us. I say, God give you glory. And may God keep him and bless him. Ebu Director, I want to comment on how, because the dice has been cast already. We don't have much time, but I know it's good because even the Bible medically say any man that want to build a house must be able to calculate so that when he proceed, he will not bring shame upon himself. So calculating and planning is a wise thing to do, because sometimes people who do not understand so planning is very, very important, so that we strategize all our plans when we make a move or here we break loose. And what I want to let our people to know is we all must, it's a great sacrifice. It's a great sacrifice to raise the fund. It's a matter of urgency. We must, whether you have it or not, anywhere you can. It's a commitment of a lifetime. Even in the next 25 years, you can still tell your children that when this call was made, I answered. It will be a pride. People may not know, but as long as you committed and funded this project of defense to protect people of Biafra, to protect our mother, our children, even the future generation, because the way these people are invading our place, the plan has been drawn for a long time to take our land. But our people are still, those are sleeping, thinking that tomorrow everything will be fine. Nothing will be fine until you make it to be fine. You see, dream cannot be true until you walk towards it. Because as they are carrying that small radio, they are waiting for order. Once order is given, it's finished. And our people living in the villages, that is what I have found out. Getmans in the villages watching over our grandmother, watching over our grandfather, are our Safulanis in the villages of Ibuland, which is very, very bad. And our people are keep on making the mistake. They trust our Safulani more than their own brother, knowing that all of them are holding dagger. Even if something happened in Lagos, a Getman, our Safulani, killed the children that he's supposed to watch over. When they ask him why, it's because he said because they are killing Muslims. He killed the children in Lagos. And the person happened to be a Biafra. He killed his children, all of his children. Please, our people, please. This call is an urgent call. Please, for we to make ourselves available, make our money available, make a good arrangement available. And help. Director cannot do it alone. It's not one man army. It's a collective effort, so that we can be able to build our country, and tomorrow we have a place to call home before it's too late. God bless you, Abu Director.
And God bless you too. God bless you. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. You've been waiting for a very long time. Please go ahead. Your name and where you're calling us from, please.
Thank you, Director. This is Damian Elago from Ehimen Bagno, by the special grace of God, the Commonwealth of in Italy. Director, how are you doing over there in this revolt?
Our people are here, and I'm being well taken care of. They are here, and I'm impressed. Of course, I don't expect anything less from Germany. Go ahead.
That's very lovely. I send my greetings to our family members over there with you. The way they welcome Radio Biafra, the way they welcome you, may God bless them. Director, I want to comment a little about the news you read today concerning the fear. Let me say the fear from the northern leaders about the break. See, and actually the Zoom will definitely break up. This man, the Professor Agu Abulai, his comment about that they can survive without soil. Director, actually not only him has said about this. Last time, Lamido of Adamawa made the same statement, telling that everything in northern land, because he said that southern have oil, but not every state in the southern part have the oil, that the comfort can grant them 100%. Hello?
We are listening attentively.
Okay, thank you. That the government, that the comfort can grant them 100% if they need it. That they can equally survive without oil. All the same, he was saying that not every state in the southern part has the oil. But then they say in the north, they have the landmark. He said that even the capital we have as a capital, or they have as a capital, not me, being the zoo, that the lands and whatever belongs there, whatever is there belongs to them. Today, this professor again mentioned that comment made by Lamido of Adamawa some time ago. And as you can see, this is a warning signal to Igbo brothers born by Fulani and Hausa in the West, who prefer to invest in those areas, for them to know that whatever they have suffered there, the moment time comes, they will lose it, definitely. And it's high time for them now, if they can hear gospel that has been preaching every day by the Radio Biafra. If they can actually listen and listen carefully to relocate, I think it's better for them. As well, I'm taking this opportunity, Director, to tell our family members wherever they are to let this news, to relay this news to them, because they have it. All the people down there in the north, our family, our brothers, the Igbos, or the Biafran call it there. They are really Biafra, but they have not yet accepted the call. Let every of us be giving them warnings, calling them, because what is to be ahead will be dangerous for them. That is what I want to say. And as well, I want to relate to you about our meeting today, Director, because we had our meeting today as its normal position. It was successful indeed, and everything is getting to in order as it is being required. As well, I'm telling the members, the family members worldwide, sometime when we plead Director Nnamdi Kanu not to disappoint us towards this struggle, the director actually said it, time without number, that they will never disappoint us. And that is way that we disappoint them. Please, 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 Biafrans worldwide, this is Damian Alago, pleading, let us not disappoint. Let us make our possible best to see that this struggle that we have embarked on will be achieved by contributing either by money or by surrendering ourselves to fatherland to defend the defenseless. Director Nnamdi Kanu, God will bless you. You are God sent as Jesus Christ was. Jesus Christ came to save the fatherless, the motherless, those that no one has to speak to them. Jesus came to save them. Remember, Director, that this struggle, not everybody will believe you now. They will come to believe. Even when Jesus Christ was preaching, many did not believe him until he was crucified. The day he was crucified, things changes. Heaven opened. Then they acknowledge him, really. This is the Son of God. I believe time will come. Those who have not yet believed, we acknowledge that really Nnamdi Kanu come to save his people. May God bless you and bless the Africa. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That's our brother from Italy. We have people also on the line. I believe there are those that want to speak. How many more people would like to speak? Please indicate by raising up your hand. I need to get a feel. Wonderful. Please go ahead. It's okay, go ahead.
Okay. Hello, my fellow Biafra. Thank you once again. My name is Nnacheta Okafor from Udi, Enugu State. I want to share this little experience when I'm in Nigeria. In Nigeria, in zoo. Okay, sorry. When I'm in zoo, I start having a lot of problems where I'm living in northern part of Nigeria, in zoo. So, and after the, I don't want to go far about the case, but a police officer in zoo told me that we Igbo are using a criminal code. A police officer told me that we Igbo are using criminal code according to the federal government law in Nigeria. And that is why they are treating me in this form,
that they are not treating me as a civil right or something like that. So they say that they are treating all Igbo with a criminal code, which I, for me, I started afraid because they told me if I do, and this DPO is telling me the whole story, which I even prepared that anytime I go down to that place, I'm going to deal with them.
So they are treating you with a criminal code, which means you are presumed to be a criminal. You imagine criminals calling innocent people criminals. That's what happens in the zoo. Without these people narrating their private ordeal, if I tell you this thing on Radio Biafra, I have people come in and say, we like the propaganda. And I said to them that ignorance is a disease. I'm a warrior. You report the truth. I never knew our brother here. In his own compound, Hausa man brought out dagger and said he has upgraded from shoe shining to nail cutter now. For insulting him to shine your shoe. Very, very sad indeed. Please, sir, go ahead. Go ahead.
I just have to remind ourselves about the church. Ogendi Israelites were...
Ogefanona Babylon. They were subjected to bad treatment.
Tupofeje Babylon, David was a shepherd boy. Goliath was powerful, had all the war materials. He was great. But how did Goliath defeat him? He said, I come to you in the name of God. Please, let us not forget our God. He has promised he will never let us down. But if you go on talking about using your gun, he said, cursed be a man who depends on flesh and blood. Depend on God. Lay everything, every problem we have towards him. He has promised he wouldn't let us down. Please, don't forget our God. Anytime you pray, anytime any man talks, he talks about God. That is exactly, that is quite good. But Bikonu, it's not only the weapons that will help us. David had no weapon, but God was behind him. I can assure you, even on a Bible, whatever the houses will do, they are under Satan. And Satan will never overrun God. He's promised. God doesn't change his word. Everything is settled in heaven. But Bikonu, don't forget it. Don't talk about fighting them. You are fighting against the devil. You can't see the devil. The Boko Haram people tell you that they take we and all sorts of things. So they are no longer human. So when you think you bomb somebody, you are not bombing somebody like that. Think about God. Think about David. How did he defeat Goliath? He was there for 3 weeks, taunting the Jews. This small boy came. Saul gave him weapons. Osia Mba, I don't like this weapon. I go to him with my God. Thank you, I'm sorry. So he went down, and God supported him. How could he have killed Goliath with rubber, this ordinary rubber thing? Catapult. That was impossible. So when you people depend on aeroplanes and machinery alone, and forgetting God, we shall lose the war. Put God first, and everything will come. He said there are ways of men that appear clear and good to them, but the end is always death. But if you put God first of all, everything will be all right. Bikonu, don't forget all about it.
Thank you very much.
God is God. He has spoken. He has promised us. He said, I will never let you down. You are bad boys. I won't, but instead of it, I punish you 7 times, but I will never let you down.
Thank
God's
you.
Promise is God's promise. Depend on God. He'll give us what we want. But if you want to do it on your own self, well, I won't wish us evil, but I know with God we shall win.
He said, thank you very much. Yes, sir. I agree with what you said. That is why don't we call Chukwu Abiam every day? Every day we call God. And what we are asking is for the same catapult that they gave to David. God, give us the same catapult, please. Is that catapult we are looking for now? Is that correct? Yeah. Same David catapult. Yes. In fact, that is true. We are not looking for weapons, are we? No, we're looking for catapult. But a modern catapult that will do the work. Thank you very much. Thank you, sir. Here, Chukwu Abiam is everything. The beginning and the end. We start our gospel every day by beckoning upon the Lord God, the Lord of hosts. Without God, do you think we can be in an almost a basement somewhere in Germany and people in Trinidad and Tobago are listening? People in Cambodia? Do you think that is possible? We are not rich, but we are also rich. Because we have the merciful Chukwu Abiam on our side. There is nothing we touch that doesn't turn to gold. Anything you view as a disappointment to us is a blessing. Our cenotaph that was wicked destroyed has been videoed and photographed forever and ever. We remember him as a man that walked with Hausa Fulani people. Yes. He will be obliterated from the face of the earth. We are asking for catapults, not guns. Modern catapult. That's all. We have a caller on Skype, if you can hear me. This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are, please.
Good evening, Director. I can hear you very clear and clean.
Thank you very much. Your name and where you're calling from?
Director, my name is Uzeribe Iwundo, from Imo State, presently Imembano. My village is called Umeze Wan in Imembano. And I am calling from Dakar, Senegal.
From Dakar in Senegal. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, I have been trying to call all this while, but I have been unlucky till this time, and I thank God for that. And the name of the Chukwu Abiam must be praised forever.
You see?
Director, please, I'm very, very angry with some of our brothers there, the kind of question they ask. Sometimes their question makes me very, very angry. Director, let me say what everybody will hear. Like I talk as any of them where they dare go here and no say yeah, expressing the talk. Director, then where they dare, then where they dare, then get the money to buy those things where we need for this thing where they do. Germany get money. Then we sit down there, they ask this small question. We say now small picking waiting for Nigeria would ask that kind of question. The small picking waiting for primary one line would ask that kind of question. Now they're going to throw the question they throw give you. And you, where they very kind, you could answer their question. Some people, when they ask question, Director.
Yes, we are listening. Go ahead.
Yes. What you will be doing now is not to ask them any question. You will be asking them the things have changed now. You will be asking them, where is your money? That is the next thing. If you call somebody, you ask the person, where is your own money? That is how it should be doing now, not question again, because I can see they don't have anything to say. You will repeat something 100 times still. So another person will stand up and say he has a question, and they will still repeat that same thing again. I know they cannot come home and fight. They are very, very sure. Most of them there, they know that they cannot come home and fight. Then let them provide those things you have given the people of Amsterdam, their own thing, that they should provide one container of arms. I'm right, correct?
Of course, yes.
Yes, give them their own. Let them carry them as they go. As you want to enter another place, you go still give them their own. They go still contribute the money because they get them. How do they go there? They go say they no get the money. Director, they get them where? Yes. And as you they go, now you go, they tell them, say, any person, if you read that country, you go tell them, say, hey, you people will give us one container. If you reach the country reach where we're, you go tell the sender two container, and they will still contribute for the one where we need. Because nobody then go there and go fight. They go there for Udo Igbo, people go there, they fight. And people will they fight. Now person they fight that thing, nobody then. So my director, I'm very, very angry. I'm very, very angry with some of the questions they ask you there. And please, director, there is something my uncle that used to tell me when you do something very, very good to him. Director, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes. I want to hear my uncle now. I may hear him off, man. I can say now. Now, you know what I'm saying? Ga-anwụ. Onye ọbụla ichekwere ọnwụ, onye ahụ ga-anwụkwa. So, at a time, I asked him, uncle, why do you used to say this? That you are blessing me, and especially when I do something good. He tell me that any person that thinks death for you, the person will die. And any person that you think death for, that person will still die. Yes, he said yes, because he know that that person that I thought of doing evil, that person must be evil, because I can never think evil for that person without that person being evil. So my director, I am wishing you this. Any person, any God, any mouth that wishes you death will die. And any person, any man, any group, any country that you wishes death, they will die. Yes. Director, you know, when Martin Luther King was still alive, some of the black people, they didn't believe him, you know. They were saying, some of them would be saying, "Can you let me stop?" And then Martin said, "We are okay like this." But now, some of them, they are crying. Oh, Martin Luther King, how I wish this man is still alive. But he's gone, and he has gone for good. And then Christ, when he came, some people didn't believe, you know. Director, see, the reason why those big men, they are afraid and angry is this, because you can never be that rich and you enter the kingdom of God. It's never done. Jesus Christ made it very clear. He said that it will be very hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God, because he told the rich man, now, you have done everything. You are a good man. Yes, we believe. Now, the next thing you have to do for you to enter this kingdom of God is to go and sell everything you have and give it to the poor people. And the rich man say, this one no fit happen. No, I go be poor again. So now the same thing where they happen those criminals in the zoo, and they no go enter that kingdom. We don't promise them. They know the director. You know, I have a sister working in Abuja radio station, Abuja, and I called her the other day. I she was the one that asking me. I have not been calling them to ask them. How they have been doing since the bomb is exploding everywhere in Abuja. I said, yes, that was the reason why I called. What is happening? She told me that nothing, you know. I said, nothing again. You told me that I have not been asking you what is happening in Abuja. And I ask you what is happening. You're telling me nothing. Yes, yes, nothing is happening. That even the other day the bomb exploded, that day the zoo and the Argentina was playing their match, that she left the place where that bomb exploded. She just left that very day to her house, and that thing exploded. And she was telling me nothing happened. And I was asking her, don't you listen to Radio Biafra? She said, no, they don't listen to Radio Biafra. And because I called her very, very late. I asked her, what are you doing by this time that you are still awake? She said that she's compiling the news. Say, news for what? She said that the national news for tomorrow. And I asked her, all those news where they give have been at something way happen. Why you don't tell people the truth? Do you know what she told me? She told me that if they wrote what is happening, the country will be on fire.
This is somebody that works for the Nigerian news.
Nigerian national news. I don't know what they are called. This is national news. That national news. I don't know.
NTA.
Yes, network news. Exactly.
When it starts, you know that lies are about to rain on you, pour on you like rain. Okuase, liars and deceivers and cheats. We knew that before. That's what I say on Radio Biafra. If you don't want to listen to us, you can listen to NTA. People that tell lies and deceit. Do you know how many Boko Haram attacks are not reported every day? 80%. By the time you wake up, they will overrun you. I hope you give us this catapult as quickly as possible. I wish. Madabra, thank you very much. And you're watching here on a zoo. If we start talking about the zoo, we'll be here till the kingdom come. Please.
Good evening. For those from Germany, I'm calling from, speaking from Düsseldorf in Germany. Good afternoon for Biafrans who are having afternoon time. And good morning for all those Biafrans who are in the morning at this hour. My name is Chukwudi Igbo Anugo. I am from Nerim in Isu local government, Imo State. It's barely 2 months I started listening to Radio Biafra through my wife, whom her girlfriend connected her that to see what is happening. I've been in Germany for almost 2 years, suffering. But when you see me, you can see maybe, it's gentle. But I thank God. Today is a history. It took me almost two, 3 hours to come here. That's why I was late. Thank you, Honorable Director and my fellow Biafrans. Thank you. What I want to say is one thing. I saw a Reverend Sister here. From what I heard, listen to Radio Biafra. Incorruptible lies. That's what attracted me. And I have to add my own word. Last bus stop. For the zoo. We are suffering. We are shedding tears. The catapult, which come out later now, that was major reason I was trying to locate this place. And it will be provided. Biafran, have no fear. Be formidable. For the anti-Biafrans. Sorry. You will see when it will happen. If your brother is living outside Biafran land and is adamant, only one word you will tell to him. Come or stay. Finish. No talk. Don't talk again. For those people who come to destroy us in our land, they are coming. They are coming. They will see what will happen to them if they don't live by themselves. I'm very happy for this to see this history. I was 2 years before the war broke up. I will do all my possible, whatever I can do, to make sure that this restoration of Biafra comes through. Biafrans, wake up! Wake up! Wake up! Or lest you perish. Bye bye. And may Chukwu Abiyama bless all of you.
He said, well spoken. Well spoken, my dear brother. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes, director. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are. Your name and
good
where
evening,
you are.
My Excellency Director Nnamdi Kanu, and welcome to Germany again.
Thank you.
I am grateful to God that you are here, and I couldn't see you this time again because of my visitors from the zoo. But our delegation came to you from Munich.
Yes.
My name is Ikechukwu Omenka. Director, may Chukwu Abiyama protect you and strengthen you in all what you are doing for us. You are our savior, and all what we could do to support you, we are doing. Why I am talking this evening is that we had our meeting yesterday, and we had to change our room of meeting to a point because the Igbo or executives of those in Munich will take over the room where we were. So we had to vacate that room to another room. And after our meeting, I came down with one of my visitors I went to the meeting with. And the people were shouting to each other, "Shut up, this, that." If they say it now, the whole street was hearing that. I thought the people I left upstairs were quarreling. I wanted to rush back. So one of them, one man came out. I said, "What is happening? Who is shouting?" He said, "We are Igbos. We are Biafrans, and we are trying to put things in order." I said, "Which Biafrans? I didn't see you in the Biafran meeting." He said, "We are the Igbo people in the other room." I said, "Oh. So there is another Biafran group going on just parallel door to where we are staying." So I am using this opportunity to say it to all indigenous people of Biafra in Munich and all Biafrans in Munich, please, you have to be careful. You have to join the indigenous people of Biafra group in Munich or in anywhere in Bayern or anywhere in Germany. That is the real Igbo, indigenous people of Biafra group, the only Biafran group that is fighting for your freedom and no other. QED. So that is my message tonight. And another message is, and question from my visitor. She is asking, the €350 we are contributing here, how will she pay her own? She was asking me yesterday in the meeting, "Will you people take it in Naira?" I said, "I will ask the director, and since you will go back, you will hear from him how you will pay your own money and what your own contribution will be." So thank you very much, director, and thank you to the people of Biafra in Dusseldorf. I'm proud of all of you. Please don't fail us. Holland or Belgium has one container load of catapult. I think if they could provide that, I think we could provide two or three of them. Bear it in mind and do what we are doing. We have started. Thank you very much. God bless you, my director, and protect you in all your journeys and your handlings, and I will be happy one day to see you face to face, maybe soon back home.
You will. Thank you very much. Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you very much. We have people here that want to speak. Our dear brother, you asked us a question. How can the sister visiting help? She can give it to you here in euros. Is that not correct? Also, you have the bank details, you can give it to her. We don't want those at home to contribute anyway, mind you. It's only for those in the diaspora. But we continue. Please, go ahead.
Hello, dear friends. Good evening, good afternoon, and good morning. Once again, I greet our noble director. And once again, I offer my gratitude to all our brothers here. I have some questions. Brothers and sisters, after.
What is your name?
My name is Uzuebu Chris Caesar.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. One of the things I have to say is, apart from our solidarity, all of us, for me, I feel it's a duty call. It's a natural call that every one of us have to know. Biafra is essential For that, I do not need to preach much. And every call has its consequences. And these consequences, we are all to carry it. For what the director has said, the contributions and every one of them, we acknowledge that and we will even do much more than that. I implore all our scientists, we have everything. We have engineers, we have techniques, we have everything. Even before they came, we have the blacksmithing, Ndokanabos and all the rest of them. So, everyone has to contribute in as much as the money is involved. Whichever other way that is available that you can do, every one of us should endeavor. Then apart from that, I still want to say one other thing again. I feel some people say Nigeria has expired. Nigeria has expired. Sorry to say that. To my personal opinion, I never even agreed to the concession to the concepts of Nigeria, right from its creation. I reject it because I've read the history and I found out neither was my people consulted, nor their opinion seek when Nigeria was formed. And for that, I reject being called a Nigeria. I reject deformation. And as such, I declare myself as a Biafran. And to that, that is what I told the world. And I will encourage and ask all my brothers and sisters all around the world, wherever we may find ourselves, to pick up the courage. It may be difficult, yeah, but when they find out we are able to sacrifice even half our life to defend this Biafra, then they will give us that freedom that we need. The problem, again, we are having, is not just the Nigerians, as in the Yorubas or the Hausas, no. We have more other problems with these Western powers, the EUs, the UNs. These people are the ones that we have to know more how to fight against them. And we have to start with resistance, telling them we are not Nigerians. And none of us should be forced to be repatriated to Nigeria as a Nigerian, since we are not Nigerians. And since they're consented to Nigerians, we are not consenting to Nigerians. We must hold to our dignity and uphold our life with Biafra, so that they will also listen to us and believe us. Because it's a pity that most of us, regardless of the fact that we tell them we are Biafrans, they still drop us there in their homeland, zoo. And that is a pity. And we are left with no other option there, other than to slavery. To that, I waken each and every one of us, wherever we may be around the world, Germany, Europe, America, Asia, even down in Africa, or even in the zoo. Let each and every one of us take that privilege and that courage to declare to the world, I'm a Biafran, no matter what you cause, no matter what you cost me, no matter what you say. And you can't do me anything. You can't post to me that I'm a Nigerian, which you fabricated. Because we've been before the formation of Nigeria, and we are bound to be, and we will still be. To that, I hope my brothers and sisters around the world will come to this simple acknowledgement. And with that, the West we know that these people are formidable in truth. With that, the West we know we do not dare them. With that, they will know that we value our lives. With that, they will know that all we do is to our glory. There are so many questions and so many things that I have witnessed from these very people. The West, in particular, when you say to them you are a Biafran, they laugh at yours. They look at you with disdain. How can you say you are a Biafran? There are no people. How can you say you people are formidable? They try to make you to lose the courage. Because I have undergone this very struggle, that is why I'm calling on each and every one of us. Never to lose hope. Tell them that you are a Biafran. And when they are posturing and whatever in Nigeria, tell them that is irrelevant for you. And Nigeria is not your portion. Your father has been, and there has been before the colonization era, sorry to say, we've been a different people. We are distinct, even in climate, in our languages, in our religions, in tradition. The Christianity and the Islam, they are all borrowed religions. Before then, we have our own religion. Even our religions are quite distinct. And as such, that made us natural, not similar with the Hausas, neither are we similar with the Yorubas. And this they know, but they never failed that to consider. They ignored all these facts because of the economic reasons and the call to the First World War. They forced us and impounded us to be one country, which we are not. Since then, we've been killing ourselves, and they have been enjoying the world. Our oil is flowed day by day. They measured. And what they told us is what we believed. We never bothered to query. And even when we query, you can get no answer. and there's this and too many other things. Because of them, we have already known. These are the reasons why, for me, I disdain being called a Nigerian. And since I'm in Germany, I told them I'm a Biafra, I'm not a Nigerian. And that struggle and that fight I've been fighting. And I call other of my brothers around the world. Pick the courage, whatever it may be. Let them know you're willing to sacrifice even your life. With that, they'll give you your honor. And with that, Biafra will be. Praise to Biafra. All hail Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you, my dear brother. We have other people wishing to speak as well, isn't it? But let's first of all take this call. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have somebody on Skype. I don't know. They say they're on hold. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello. Director.
Yes, please.
Can you hear me?
Yes, your name and where you're calling from?
Okay, my name is Ikechukwu. I'm calling from Nepal.
From where?
My name is Ikechukwu. I'm calling from Nepal. From Nepal.
Oh, brother Jesus. From Nepal?
Yeah, Nepal, sir.
Where you have the Himalayan mountains? No, it's true.
Director.
Is it not Kathmandu, the capital? Is that correct?
Hello?
I know my geography now. I'm talking to you, my dear brother. Ikechukwu. Ahanaga Wogene, what is your father's name?
Yeah, my name is Ekene Ikechukwu. I found them Ikechukwu.
Ekene Ikechukwu, you are in Nepal, is that correct?
Yeah. I came to Nepal yesterday for something. I believe in. I'm based in India.
Okay. Please go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, director, I'm greeting everybody. I'm greeting the host of this tonight broadcast. Him when I contribute, I've been hearing so many people are preaching, that just like preaching to us that we can, depend on God without doing anything. I had some of my brother, they said David saved the Israelites without any bullets. Meanwhile, that suggests that we cannot get Biafra without a fight. Blood must flow. Somebody that only preach, guy Halen or go, guy Halen go, 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 my parents, there was in north, in Taraba. There's somewhere they called Baisa in Taraba. So when I went to see my parents before I'm coming abroad, when I went to see them, I found that a different thing is happening there. Every 28th of month, 15 communities like this, I say now local government, 15 communities. Yeah, from the 5 years or now under local government, and now we're tax something thousand every month. We are not Nigerians. They are treated as people, and the Amalai as people, we are not Nigerians. I could see me as self. We have to pressure. We have to contribute this money. Can if it gonna happen? On any wogi, on any wogi, na true do can it perishineke. I na kwa kana buabo. Kabia pawe mwa support on kama mande mo. Because dile kui ya he kuzni ozo. If I need kuku, can you guys contribute the guy? Can I just sing? Can I put that? I want to come home. But
thank you. Thank you very, very much. That is the problem. I also know that heaven help those that help themselves. Please give him the microphone. He wants to speak. Yes, give him the microphone. Yes. But please, sir, will you be kind enough to allow me to take this call, please? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? The caller on the phone?
Yeah, hello. Good evening, director.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
I'm Wankwo Kingsley, general coordinator, Antwerp.
Antwerp coordinator, yes.
The national coordinator, Antwerp.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Kingsley. And thank you for escorting me all the way to this place. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Turn your system down. You're a coordinator. You should know this. You should turn your system down. You're supposed to know. You're a coordinator. You should know that. How can you have a system on when you're talking to us?
Yeah, I will call you to do the job. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I will call you to do the job. I thank you for your good work. Thank and you. Also, I'm very happy that you come to Belgium to wake up our brothers that live in Belgium. I thank you very much. May God be with you.
And you too. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
For the work
and thank you. I want you to say my duty to Chineke Mom. And the one that asked about Chineke Mom.
You did.
Say that I'm saying, yes, I tell him that I hear him, that I like his comment that we should wake up and fight for Biafra, that we should not sleep in.
Of course.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you.
Thank you, and God bless you too. God bless you too. Please, sir, go ahead.
Because experience is the best teacher. And you never, when the first war, the first Biafran war was fought, whether you like it or not, we contributed to it. Many of you don't know about it. Biafra did not fight against Nigeria. Whether you believe it or not, Nixon, who was the president of America, said, if you allow a country that started after 2 months and produced a bomb, it will be a disaster to the world. The Russian man said the same thing. So you see, it's always good to get up and talk about war, 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 war. What do you know that is happening behind everything? They said if Biafra could produce such a bomb as Ogbunigbe in 2 weeks, it would be a disaster to the world. So we fought against the whole world. You people are thinking about fighting about the Hausas. We didn't fight against the Hausas. Those days, the British people were in the army. They went to fight against Biafra. They painted themselves black. When the rain fell, they were white. Whom are you fighting against? Are you fighting the Nigerians or are you fighting Europe? Please be careful. Let us know. Depend on yourself. Pray to God, and God will help us. It's not easy to talk about getting the instruments. We collected money here. I went about in the street begging for money for Biafra. Would ever anybody think about it? I came here to study. We obtained permission from the government of Germany. We went out in winter. An Igbo man going out in winter to beg for money. We got the money. And what happened? Our brothers, Naya, we are not very decent people. We had a division in our Biafran people. Some were fighting for Nigeria. They are Igbos. So do you think our manners have changed a lot? Have they changed?
Yes, we've changed them.
When you tell them, pray to God, God will not leave us alone. Your brothers will leave you. We bought planes here. What happened to the planes? People don't know about it. The planes got to Portugal. They put, instead of kerosene, they put water into it. Did you hear? Do you know about it? It's always good to shout. Give us the ammunition. Catapult would have been better. But if when you don't know about it, you just think it's being emotional. Whom are you going to fight against? Are you going to fight against Europe? England was at that time behind all the oil. They wanted the oil. So we fought against England and America and Europe. Which weapons will you get to fight against them? Tell me. They produce the weapons. They can give you wrong weapons. What I'm saying is this. Pray to God. God will not disappoint you. With catapult, you beat Goliath. But when you think you have the weapons, with the weapons you'll be defeated. I promise you that. But I don't believe that God will let us down. I've been saying it. God will not let us down.
Thank you.
Hold on.
Thank you.
Mr. Gimme.
Come and take the microphone if you want to speak. Come and take the microphone. Come and take the microphone if you have anything to say. Go ahead.
No, I just want to add to what he said. Good evening, gentlemen and ladies. No, I just want to say, because now, currently, the Israelis are fighting war as we speak. And they're not fighting with bare hands. They are fighting with weapons.
Sorry.
So we are not going to wait and
Of course, we are praying to God every day. It's very interesting. They can look at what this thing. Against all odds, the Israelis have been fighting. God has always helped them. That is why they made this thing. Against all odds, they were, God prevailed. Let me tell you one story. They were, how they got the Golan Yards, Golan Hole, Golan Heights. It wasn't because they were fighting. They were there. The Heights was mined, over 800 mines. But God had said he wouldn't let them down. They had only one tank. Just listen before all of you begin to shout about this. They had only one tank. You can find this thing is available to everybody. When they got there, God stopped them and said, stop. They didn't know how the telephone came. They stopped. There was a great wind that even lifted the tanks up. And then these mines were exposed. So they walked through without being hurt. Is that fighting a human being or God was fighting for them? That was a catapult.
Yes, that is the same. I don't see what you're saying is correct in a way. But we want to even have one tank like the Israelis. Exactly. Uh-huh. Then this wind will blow. Once we get the catapult, the wind will blow. We know that for sure. One thing the mistake we're not going to make is this. The whole world fought against Israel as well. The British also fought against Israel. The British staffed the entire officer class of the Jordanian army to come and kill Israel. It's not today that Britons wanted to kill people of God. It's in their nature. It's in their blood. Once they find it, they kill you. That's what they do. Sorry, sir. People are calling profusely. Maybe it's to respond to you. I know that. I don't want to pick it yet. One thing, the mistake that we made was to fight a defensive war. The British can also bleed because they are not God, for goodness sake. What is this? Who are they? Are they God? If they come to our land, we kill them. Let them come now. Who are they? Are they God in heaven? Israel blew them away from Palestine. They used bomb to bomb the British out of that place. Bomb KG Chopin from there. We fought a war when the whole world was blind. If they supply any armaments to the Nigerian army, we blow it up before it gets to Nigeria. Listen. We are not playing. Unumachena in Egwe Gwuregwu. You have never seen anything like this. We are telling you just to inform you. Because tomorrow you will deny and say, we are just telling you. We have come to die. Have that in mind. If you don't love Biafra, we do. More than we love our lives. Very, very important. So you understand it. We are not here to joke. Biafra will come or everything else will die as we go to God in heaven. Yes. Everything will die. Every living organism will die. Do you know the type of scientists we have now? You think it's like those of us? We kill off everything. Engineering now, water now. What sort of stupid life is this? Who are these people? Who are they? Let them come to our land. They want oil. We die there with them. You're about to see something you've seen before. And you remember us. We have nothing, only God. But we swore always to remain without fear in the face of your enemies. Very important. Once you have fear, you're gone. Why did Israel rise up to face the entire Arab world? How and why? Because they listened to the voice of God that said, you must not be afraid. Don't be afraid. You can never afford to be afraid. Ojukwu left Biafra land from my father's compound, literally Ojukwu Bunga, in a helicopter. When Onwatuegwu swept, you know Onwatuegwu defeated Hausa people 4 times. one of the finest commanders in the history of modern warfare. He took Omwaiha twice. He swept these people away from there. They asked Ojukwu to give the authorization for the Second Army of Biafra to be converted into a full-fledged guerrilla war outfit, and he said no. Catastrophic mistake. Catastrophic. The Hausa people and the British are students of history. They read Machiavelli. They employed what is called total, there is something you don't know, something called total conquest. They conquered you to the extent whereby every governor, every senator, every House of Reps member, they appointed for you. If they say you won't go, you won't go. They control your lives. That is called total conquest. The only people that practice it in the animal kingdom is lions. When a lion takes over a pride, the lion will seek out every male child in that pride and kill it or drive it away so that only his own children will survive. Do you know that? Do you know? That's what the Hausa people did to you. They destroyed you psychologically. That even though they are killing you, you are still living in the north. Even though they are killing you, you're still taking transport and going back there. They beat you into a mental state of stupor. In fact, they beat stupidity inside you. Which is what we are trying to reverse through education and, of course, the grace of God. Those that value their lives will lose it. So says the word of God, not me. If you don't put Biafra before your life, you are not worthy to serve Biafra. You're not worthy at all. We are not in the business of calculating our risk, our loss. In my end as well here, buying and selling. If I get this, I win. If I do this, I lose. We will destroy Nigeria. When we commence, don't say we did not warn you. Never say that. The Israelites are fighting today because their land was occupied when they went away for 2,000 years. The same rubbish we are doing, living in Europe, living in Asia, living in... This stupidity has been tried before by some people. What price did they pay? Most of you don't read history books. The Jews from your own bloodline, they tried the same garbage that you're now trying. To live abroad, to be a tenant planting flower. They have done all of that rubbish. And they are rich. We are not. Does any of you here own a bank? Do you own banks here? The Jews owned banks. The diamond trade, they own it, is theirs. Who are you? Gold. Do you have money? For us, we do road sweeping and cleaning. They tried the same rubbish, the same nonsense we are doing today. The same garbage we are trying today by living abroad, thinking you have arrived. We are fools for living abroad. You will go back to that your land in Idato, it will not be there anymore. Omeginanya, you see it yourself. He's been taken over. And then you start, if you are fasting for 1 week, you fast for 2 weeks. At the end of it, you get ulcer, probably die off by doing prayer and fasting. Now is the time for you to act. The year of the double blood moon, the window closes, and in the next 40 years, I will tell you, I told you so. That time, if you ask me a question, I will refer you to Radio Biafra broadcast of a particular date. Our people don't listen. If you're a coward, you will not come with us. We don't need you. You know when you're afraid, something bad will happen to you. Don't you know that? Do you think before they invented aeroplane that they didn't fly in it and some crashed and died? You think aeroplane just came out and became safe? Aeroplanes were crashing everywhere until they discovered something called metal fatigue. And they changed the material they used to build the outer shell of the aeroplane to withstand pressure. Cold. In the air is cold. You come down, that is heat. So you don't know that. That people died experimenting to give you drugs that you're using today. You think it fell from heaven? Go and fight and be free. If you cannot fight, you are not worthy to be called a Biafran. We'll take this call. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
My able director, this is Agunod calling from Sweden.
Thank you. Go ahead.
First of all, I want to collect that brother that is complaining, quoting Bible about David using catapult. Please, I think this project, we don't need woman dressed in form of man. There is a time, this is a time that we men, the real men of Biafra, have to stand up and call a spare a spare. You don't go to war with a catapult. 1967 to 70 is not 2014. We have engineers, we have scientists. We are over 88 countries. This is the problem that the zoo have caused into us. They have taken out the truth from Biafran and fool us with garbage. That is why in every country where you see an Igbo man, he's full of evil. I like this preaching you are presenting this week. The only thing we the indigenous people of Biafra need to ask ourselves, how we are living back west. Ezioku Ubundo. When you know that Ezioku Ubundo, you know that without truth, you are nothing. We have to change our evil ways so that this grace of Tuku Abiyama will be upon us. Without revising the way we are, we are not going anywhere. You see how we are being marginalized in that zoo called Nigeria, and we are afraid of somebody will give you fake weapon. We have engineers who can manufacture the weapon. We have engineers all over the world who can produce all those things. This is not 1969 to 70. This is 2014. We have scientists. So we don't need cowards in our midst. If you cannot be able to come out, stand up as a man, you give away. But the only thing I will promise anybody that if you block our way, we will crush you down. I am not afraid of any vagabond. I know the intimidation I go through working with these white people every day. And you feel like because you have a passport, you a nice job, you think that you are welcome here. And we have everything we take to live as queen and king in our land. And some Biafra, some Igbo people are keep answering questions. You get me? I don't need any people saying any biased people. We are in a state we don't entertain any person coming here with a double mind. Either you are in or you are out. That is that. I feel ashamed when I encounter with Yoruba people. They tell me they are lazy. And Igbo man is laughing, buying and selling. Looking for that people. Go and get them Biafra, so this is time, either you are in or you are out, because we don't have any time left, we don't have any time at all. The only thing you have to sit down, and ask yourself question. This life you are living as a person, a Biafran, is it a normal life I supposed to live? You beg for paper to stay, you beg for job, upon that you are not even free. Finally, if you go to the zoo, you are not free. Huh? Please, director, keep hammering this fire, and those who want to be in should be in. We are not begging anybody. As for me, I am ready 100%. Our brother Niger Delta from Igwacha, who came here for this Malin cause, they are ever ready since. And Igbo man is asking questions, we should go to war with Catapult. Huh? We have brains. We are very smart. We are very intelligent people. You should not underrate others. If you don't have the brain to do something, others have. You cannot speak for the whole Biafran. This is time for Ekwunti Tafanya. Either you are in or you are out. Because for me, for we Biafran in Sweden, we are not relenting. We don't even beg anybody from Sweden that you should come and join what we are doing. Either you're in or you're out. Those times, this is second phase. Time of saboteur. Anybody who is a saboteur should be get down immediately. Because this is what killed us from 1967 to 1970. Saboteur. And since then, we are living as a coward.
Very
if you are going with Nigeria, the zoo passport, you'll be interrogated in every airport, even a tolerance is better than you. Huh?
Very sad.
Please, director, keep the fire burning. If the German people are not ready, just leave them. Let's move on.
They are ready, of course. They are ready.
And God bless you.
And you too. Thank you very much. The caller on Skype, the last caller for the day before we go here to round up. Your name and where you are, please. The last caller for the day who is on Skype. No.
I'm calling from Malaysia. Hello?
Yes, I can hear
Director,
you.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Yes, go ahead.
Director?
Yes, I can hear you.
Director, I wanted to tell the Biafrans all over the world that now Nugebegonan Babu. If the weapon they are asking to give, they are not contributing money, asking nonsense questions, you stop answering their questions. What you need now, let them contribute the money. If you cannot volunteer yourself, you contribute money. I'm calling from Malaysia. I'm Ken Anchebe from Enugu State. So, please... Let this German.
No. The German of Kunasa would be. No. It doesn't. Ken, my dear brother, please. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you, Director.
Yes, your name, please, and where you're calling from.
Ken, and it's a bird from Malaysia.
Oh, better, continue.
I'm from Enugu.
Yes. No, your line is not very good. Your line is not good. We must complete this with the last caller. That's the problem. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, Director, my name is Omiya Alam. I'm calling from Ghana, but I'm from Benimo State.
But you're in Ghana. Please go ahead. Make it very brief. Only 2 minutes, I beg you. Because we need to close.
Yeah, I appreciate all of our brothers. But our daddy that just said something. He forgot that David went to prepare and got his arms. And one of the arms that time was catapult. And the catapult, David moved to look for round stones, smooth round stones. And that smooth round stones, he made preparation for the war before he moved into the battle. Like he said, on one thing he had, he stood tall before his enemies. And I wish that man should leave Germany. Because if he knows what Germany stood for, he shouldn't be in Germany and be talking like that.
he should better leave Germany and look for another place to live in. Now, why didn't he come to Biafran and stand the train? They refused to come back home. Let him come and pray. Let him come and pray so that there will be railways. Let him come and pray so that there will be power supply. Let him come and pray so that people will stop selling their babies. It's not that we don't believe in God, but you have to do something. The Golden Height is talking. He didn't fight the war. He was just telling us stories. Now, the fact, like you said, at least they made the preparation. They brought back, they made preparation for the war. How I wish that man should go and read the stories about Godame, which I like from you. I went to research. That woman made the effort to go and collect money from people in the United States. Where is our elders? Who didn't even carry one more lift a ball? Come and tell us stories. Come and tell fake stories. Was that man in the forefront of Golden Heights? Or what he read? Who don't mean? It's wrong for our elders to come just because he's in Germany. He should be at home. What is he doing at Germany at that stage? When he's made fought for Germany to be liberated, when he's made fought for Germany to be developed, we can forget that the European history is based, civilization is based on Second World War, even the site of Second World War. But that's what they come and tell us a nation. Now, with that nation, you can't move. Now, it's only when your brain adrenaline is high. Maybe he doesn't know biology. When your brain alone is not high, you cannot overcome fear and all the rest of things. So when such men are, when they want to talk, they should come back to Biafra land and begin to give us that advice in Biafra land. You shouldn't stay where there is to sell power supply, where there is no Boko Haram, where there is no house of land in operation, where there is no Naham only in my backyard and somebody else is taking it. Tell that man to leave that. Let him come back to Biafra land. Well, director, I don't want to take much of your time. But I'm sorry for if I'm angry. But I'm really angry with you. Thank you for what you are doing, and thank our brothers and all in Germany. I don't think anybody in Germany should be afraid. If he's afraid, he should come back home. Thank you very much.
I knew that once I saw the lines going crazy, I knew that these people... Oh, God. I love them. But what our father said here is also correct. We need to put God first. And we are putting God first. Are we not? Yeah. And we continue to search for this catapult. Very important. I said something on Radio Biafra. It's a good thing that when I say something sometimes, like our brother said before, he left here for Frankfurt. Go and do research. Google is a very wonderful thing. I said something about Golden Man. He said he went to research it, and it is true. What we are doing here today is not new in history. The Israelis did the same thing to survive. They went to their people all over the world asking them to contribute, to buy weapons. They gave the woman the money. She bought weapons, and the rest is history. That's exactly what we are doing. Unless you want us to go and steal. And Egas Woshi. And go and get Biafra. If you come in, we shoot you dead at the airport. Do you think we are foolish? You know what? I don't know. We used to take turns to tease one of our, may God forgive us, tease one of our uncle's wife in those days. You know, little children, very naughty. So we sent one of my brothers. Now he's dead anyway. May so rest in peace. Ify, we call him Ifani. To go, we've all done it. We asked him to go. He said, no, he's not going. Do we want him to, do we want him to be caught? I said, but we have all done it now. He said, he's not going. That we want him to, we want, Widembanaso to catch him. I said, what? But you were here all laughing and enjoying. It is now your turn. You're not telling us you'll be caught. Such sense will not apply in Biafra land. I'm telling you the truth. If you don't know how to hate me, go and go to school of hatred to learn it more. Because I don't change. Because I know that man did not send me. Chukwa Biama determined that I should come. And I can point to God the various things that happened, the places, the few places where he didn't let me rest. Until I did Biafra. I will remind, when I pray, I remind God,
here, I remind God, this is what you did. You sabotaged me here, so I will do Biafra. You did this to me here, so I will do Biafra. Because of that, Biafra has to come. Or else there is something wrong somewhere. Nothing now. You asked me to do Biafra, I'm doing it. You say you must speak the truth, that's what I'm doing. We allow you junket all over the place. We struggle and suffer and die. People who are doing cleaning, doing security guard, bring out their money to the net to Biafra. We get Biafra and you jet in. Mbanao. That one is cheating. Pure cheating. One thing is unmistakable. That Biafra will come. Some of you have been here since, is it 12 noon today? Dear Lord. I commend each and every one of you. We are broadcasting tomorrow. Which people are very lucky? Where are we broadcasting tomorrow? In Dortmund. Lucky people. We'll be in Dortmund tomorrow. And then after that, we proceed to Austria. We go to Czech Republic. We have places to go to. We go to the Caribbean. We go to all these places, I assure you, to spread this gospel. Somebody said here that the friend to the wife gave the wife link to Radio Biafra. Even where we were yesterday at Morgan's place, my brother in Antwerp, the wife is a fanatic for Radio Biafra and for the Biafran cause. It gives me joy that our women are listening behind, getting themselves together. They are the ones we are waiting for. Any day they come out, you see what will happen. Mark it somewhere. As I told you. After all, I don't want to say something to make you feel bad. Our sister is here, and I acknowledge her. She prays for us 24/7. When she's kneeling down, they are saying, Ekele Maria, she's calling Chukwu Abiyama, without them knowing. But she's here now. She prays to Chukwu Abiyama. And because of them, people like her, they work in prayer. You asked us to call God. That is the evidence. We have a representative here. Praying for 24. That's her job now. If you see the way, you know it's her duty to pray. And they're doing that for us already. I thank each and every one of you here. I have always believed in Germany. Even when they were six, I knew that Germany and USA would do something. That is where our help will come from. Germany, USA, combined, we get Biafra. You will go out and preach this gospel. All of you will go out to preach the gospel of the restoration of Biafra according to this radio station, Radio Biafra. Because we are without blemish. We are fallible because we are human beings. But one thing is obvious. We do not fail. Anything we tell you we are going to do, we do it. If you think that you have anything to say, we give him a, you say it in the public. I won't respond to you. People from all over the world will, not me. Does somebody want to speak? Very important. Let that person come now. Can you come forward, please? No, he will speak. You will speak. There's no problem. Please come forward now. If you want to speak, you speak. Please. You have the right to. Please take the microphone and speak. Go ahead.
When I came here the last time, whether you are the one who we were waiting for nearly 3 hours, you went to Hamburg. Are you the one?
Yes, I've been to many places.
Mm-hmm. So, we were here also. Ben is a wicked invited us, and we came. I waited here for nearly 2 hours from Bonn.
Today?
No, the other day. And I don't drive in the night. You can look at my face and you know my age. Most of you weren't born when I came here. I came here at the age of 17 years. My brother was ambassador of Nigeria until the war broke out. We were all students. This is a relation of mine, Dr. Mary. So when you talk of Biafra, we keep quiet and watch the youths. At your back there, this is my husband drew this. Within 12 hours, he made this for Biafra War. He is the one that made this envelope. That's what we call, what do you call envelope? My husband. I have the real original sample in my house, if you want to see it. Like he said, Dr. Mary said, this country, Germany, there's no day during the Nigerian Biafra War you go out, you don't collect up to 20,000-30,000 DMARC for the cause of Biafra. I was thinking that when you want to do something, you count from 1 to 10 and then 100, 1 million. You do not count from 10 downwards. I used to have a lot of discussion with Ezinwokeli. By the way, I came to this country on the 30th of January, 1965. Count your fingers. And I was here, or we were all here, when the war broke out. We did our best. I don't know anybody who would do more than we did. I worked for 6 months for the cause of Biafra. I get only my pocket money. The money is paid into the pocket of the charitable organizations here to care for you. You want to see my Biafran passport? I have it till today. All we are waiting for you, young man, is to probably make a research and call some of us. Okay, I'm in Germany. Who are those? Are they the old? Is there anybody to tell me something which I will add to my own? You are talking of outside people taking your land. I don't know what you could have done when you go, because some of us, we entered the plane we bought here to Biafra, to Uli, to go and see what was happening. We see dead bodies, both young and old, pregnant women. The child is brought up from the womb and splashed on the ground. We saw it. That's why, as a wicked, I used to talk hours on with him, and I said, start counting from 1. You will reach 100. I came here only to listen what you people are saying. Probably if I have something to add, I add or correct. I'm not blaming young men for fighting, for saying, oh, we must. If you saw the war, none of you could stand here for 1 minute. Nigerian Biafra, unexpected war, untimely war, where the whole world was against a small area of a country called Biafra. You would have no spoon to fight, talk less of a knife. But you defeated them. We held them for 4 years. You know what it means, holding the whole world for 4 years. America was not, didn't budge. Britain collected the rest, French, France, all of them. Nobody came for our aid, but we stood up. And here today, when the war ended, they said it's one Nigeria. Somebody made a statement and said, a person who fights and runs away will live fight again. Biafra fought, ran away, and we are living today. Interesting. There was a European who made a statement at the end of the Biafra-Nigerian War and said, yes, you brought them back to be Nigerians, but that name Biafra remains. The war ended in 1970. Barely when I finished my education here in the university. So all our names, those Nigerians who were students here, they said we were supporting Ojukwu. Our names were there to be hanged. So I went to work in the American embassy. They came and pulled 18 of us, those who were even students in the university, teachers and all. I can remember Chimo Kafa. He was teaching in the Bond University. They brought and they said, all of us, all hands on deck, we must repair Nigeria, that we are the people who started the war with Ojukwu. So we went. We were like prisoners. And I stayed in the Nigerian embassy when they pulled me out from American embassy for 26 years. And I know what I did. I don't know any of you who doesn't know me. If you call that name in Germany, Onyebule. If you just say Onyebule, any corner of Germany, it's true. You will go away. But I'm Onyebu. What else do you want? How do you want the evil man to emerge again? Where are they? There are many of them. 1,001. That's why we expect the young people to ask. You will start from the bottom to go up. You don't come from the... You count one before you count two. There are many of them. I can name 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 doctors who have pensioned. I can tell you of a man who is just very close to you here. If about 1 hour drive, you reach at his place. That's where the war equipment for Biafran war in his house was packed. From there, you fly, you put it at the airport and then fly to give to Ojukwu. By the way, Umuyibo, the people who fought the war at that time were not greedy. We were for our children, my people, my people. We were not looking for cars. We were not looking for houses. We are talking about that race, Igbo, Onyebo. We were well behaved. We read. We did a lot to protect. Bring your name to this level where, you, in Germany particularly. After the war, everybody who is called Onyebo got a scholarship from the Germans because of our behavior, how we managed. The Germans supported us. Although at that time, their hands were tightened because it was a divided Germany. They couldn't move as they want. If they were free as they are now, they could have come to support Ojukwu. The blind man in this country had to, the little he has begged on the street, he will put it for the cause of Biafra. In our team, when we go, they said, is that for Biafra? You said the blind man will put his own money. So these things, some of you don't know. That's why I said, you ask. There are many of them here. There's no book, Mr. Young Man, you want to know about Biafra. You can get it. There's a library here in Kolob. You get everything. Then you read from there, you step up. What I'm trying to say is, why the elderly ones keep quiet. I can tell you how. I don't know whether you know the last minister of the First Republic of Nigeria. Who can say his name? He's an old man now, about 80-something. They want to celebrate his birthday before he dies. Mbazilika Meshi. He was Minister of Aviation during the First Republic. I can tell you, Azekiwe had no house, no palace. Mbazilika Meshi, no way. He's the one that brought Nigerian Airways. He's now more than 80. Is it Ponojike? Opera? You count them. The children of Opera, they came here. They were young during the war. We brought them here. One of them is a doctor somewhere. How many of you, you want Biafra? How many of you are Biafrans? When I say, how many of you are Biafrans? I mean what I said. I was one of the delegates that went to bury Ojukwu. When Ojukwu came to this country to save Nigeria in 1996, you want to see the crowd that came to see. That you are talking today, Biafra, 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 nobody talks, keep quiet, because the image of Biafra will left here. These old ones you see, like me, that's why you are here. You have no problem. Because after the war, Kalibiam came back here and deposited, I think, 20 million D-Mark. And told this country and said, this is the leftover of what you gave us as charity to look after Biafra. How many of you can bring 20 million back? Mr. Youngman?
I'll bring more than that.
You'll bring that. Thank you. $20 million. D-Mark. That is why if an Igbo man is working in this particular place, any of you, even including your children, they will ask you. If you tell them, the old ones, they say, are you from Biafra? They say, from Biafra. Oh, I remember. Because we left a legacy. We left a legacy here. Good character. We are not dealing with drugs. We are not fighting. We kept the law. We went to school. We did more than the Germans themselves. I have a translation bureau. The Germans come to me and I translate their letters for them. Just like you, I speak Igbo, but I cannot write Igbo. So as well, a German can speak German, but he cannot write it. So and now, this long story, I want to cut it short. Start from the grassroots. Ask questions. Add to your own, you go ahead. We were told, a German told us, don't cry too much, Biafra, we have lost. No war can be lost. That name, you have made it. It is in the book. It's everywhere. Everywhere. Whether Britain accepted it or America accepted it is not the point. So, please, count one before you count two. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. We don't have any time left. We don't have time left anymore. We have to bring this program to a close. Because how you know when somebody is captivating the world is that the phone hardly rings. Neither does the Skype. That means everybody is listening. That only happens when Odenigbo is speaking. It's now happened again as our mother. Where we come from,
As she's speaking, she has something else to tell us? She what? Yes.
I think there's an okay, you could bear me out.
Yes.
A Jewish man came here.
Give her the microphone, please.
A Jewish man came here. Most of us were invited, and this is the book he gave us to circulate to Igbos.
Yes, I have it.
Oh, you have it?
I do, ma'am, yes.
Uh-huh.
Give it to the rest of them to see that they are the chosen children of God.
They sent it from Ireland to me.
I know.
So it will help you.
This is the book I always quote from, where this very brother of ours, please, you will get it. He's actually Jewish. This is the name of the, as I told you before, when I tell you, most of you don't listen. He's Jewish. This is the name of Jesus Christ, that the Greeks call Jesus Christ. His name is Yehoshua. Is here from a Jewish person that understood the Bible more than anybody else. And also, I don't know whose phone is that ringing. Please, the world is listening. I don't know if you know that. Do you know that humanity is listening to us, please? Humanity is listening to us. A card. I don't have a card with me, ma'am. But can you get her number for me, please? Get the details for me. And that of the doctor as well, please, if you may. Please, you have that. Get her number for me. I'll give her a call myself. She doesn't need to call me. I'll call her. And we are dear sister. Do you want to say something for us? Come here, please. Yes. You have something to say as well? Yeah, yeah. Don't worry about that. Because they said we must leave here in the next few minutes. But she came from very far. And she has to say something. I speak to her all the time. She's one of us. She's one of us. Please, go ahead.
Good evening, brothers and sisters.
Good evening.
And all Biafrans all over the world. I'm Sister Chinya Remaka Uduhirewa. I'm from Ovorumbise in Imo State.
I don't believe this, please. What is going on here, for goodness sake? Huh? We're buying and selling. Because, please. When we finish, you can do that, please. I beg you. When we finish, please, sister, go ahead.
As I said earlier, I'm Sister Chinyeremaka Uduhirewa, known as Sister Bennett Uduhirewa. I'm from Ovurumbise in Imo State. I reside here in Germany. So, I'm here today. I think I started listening to Radio Biafra since January this year. I'm impressed. Like some our director will always say that Ndifodo no ne be claim Maria or ne apo Chukwuabiama. Chukwuabiama is God.
Of course.
And I know Chukwuabiama is God.
Of course he is.
As he has always been saying that, challenge him. It is through my own experience, not only as a reverend sister, I've challenged my God. And I know that he's really Chukwuabiama. And he has something in future for me, which I know through Chukwuabiama, which is my God, the God of the living and of the dead.
Yes.
So I'm encouraging each and every one of you, my dear brothers and sisters here. We are fighting a just cause. There was a time if I go home, people will ask me, will you stay in your house? Will you stay in your house? I say, where else do I belong? I will stay in my house. I have nothing. Let them come and carry me. And I thank God till today, none has disturbed me when I go on holidays. And the sufferings that our people are going through, it itches me. Every day, even before, I don't know that something of this nature is on move. My prayer has always been, when will I get my country to be like this place. Even the an iota of this place, people have respect for one another. You have good roads. You enter your house, you only light. You have water. You have everything. You have to work for it anyway. You feel safety. You feel safe when you are going home. Like now, you can travel all over. You are not afraid. You will enter any train if you have your money. You go to the house where you reside. You go. Tomorrow morning, you wake up. But you just, if I go home, I will never, I just, 6 o'clock, I'm in my room. I will stay there till 9 o'clock whenever there is light again. I will come out. I don't even like a generator. I don't even have. But I've got one. Gotten one. So, my dear brothers and sisters, I always ask some of us, if I meet them, if I see them on the road, since I'm listening to Radio Biafra, do you belong to Biafra or what? If the person didn't give me a cogent answer, so I would be annoyed with the person immediately. I ask the person, are you listening to this radio? What do you think? Anyway, I'm also embarrassed hearing many questions people are asking. At times, you say that Nandi has a bad mouth or something of that nature. I think he has reason of saying such a word. He has reason. Because somebody who comes from that place where he came from, stayed here even 2 years. You people are here receiving something. If you don't have work, you receive some social benefits. You receive it. In Nigeria, who will give it to you? Even if the one you have, they will take it from you. That's why I support this thing 100%. And asa mwerengu, agara mefefe. I will stop like that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Well spoken. Can you give him to say something, please? Just 1 minute, I beg of you, please. Please, 1 minute. Go ahead, please. Okay.
Good evening, Director, once again. My name is Nnamdi Jeff Ohakam from Ebenator in Isu Local Government. Thank you for your coming. All the time I've been hearing you from the radio speaking. Today you have come to make the gospel a reality to all of us here in Düsseldorf. Then I'm urging each and every one of us secret listener that Biafra is a moving train. The indigenous people of Biafra is a moving train. Whenever it comes to your doorstep, you enter. If you fail to enter, it will kick off. And we are getting Biafra. We are behind you. I use this opportunity to say thanks to all Radio Biafra directorates, Barrister Imam Mezu, Chemofo, Karumonde, and our dear brothers in Biafra land. May God of Biafra, Chukwu Abiama, bless each and every one of us in Jesus' name.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And on that note, we bring our proceedings to an end here in Düsseldorf. I must reiterate my thanks to each and every one of you that came today, both those on the way back, to continue to ask Chukwu Abiama to grant them mercy for the kindness of the good Lord to continuously rest upon us now and forevermore. Radio Biafra will not be complete if we fail to remind you as to who we are and where we are coming from. We call upon you all the time to recognize the importance, to recognize the spirituality, to recognize the depth, to recognize the philosophical underpinning of this Biafra that we are pursuing. Very important. That is why to us Biafra will now and always remain our religion. And on this very platform shall we continue to worship the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, because only Him is God. He will guide, bless, sustain, keep, nurture, protect each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. I thank you very much for coming. I thank the whole world for listening, and from those of us here in Düsseldorf in Germany, on behalf of the family here present, it is good evening from Germany, We shall reconvene again 7 a.m. Biafraland time, 7 a.m. in London, 8 a.m. here tomorrow morning on the same place, the same time. Radio Biafra. I ask the good Lord to take all of you from here home safely and sustain you until Biafra comes and beyond. Thank you very much.